Hello, everybody. This is Ethan Klein coming at you live from Los Angeles, California. Today we're sponsored by Mood and Telehealth.gg. Thank you to our wonderful sponsors. Appreciate them so much. In the studio, it's Friday, September 4th. I've been sick, but I'm back. Good to be back. Man, I had a weird couple of days since, what was it, Tuesday night? I don't know. Ela's here.
Hello.
What's that sweater? I like it. Silly Goose?
It's my new design that I'm obsessed with.
Oh, that's a Teddy Fresh design?
It's so cute. Oh
my gosh, Silly Goose.
And the ponytail today. You really look, you're glowing, girl.
Thank you.
Wait, when's that coming?
I was freaking out with my
When's
hair.
Silly Goose coming?
Next year. It's the first sample.
Oh.
Came in and I love it, so I want to wear it.
Wow, look at that. Stay tuned, everybody. Well, also, and talking about first samples, I don't know if this is, but this is, what's the deal? This is available for everybody now?
Yes, it's available for everybody now.
Hey,
the K-ETH.
K-ETH 101.
K-ETH.
K. No, K-ETH.
Yeah!
And Gabe is here.
K-ETH 101.
Where is Gabe?
Hold on. K-ETH 101 FM Los Angeles. Go to h3shop.com. It's available for everybody. Show the people what's up. You can rep this show without people knowing that you're an evil baby murderer.
Also, our mug is
Do
available.
It discreetly.
All right.
Let's start over. It's been too long since we buttoned.
It's when Dan's not here.
We did a button.
Yeah, Dan's not here. Fuck it. Let's do it all day.
I was honestly thinking, like, it's been so long since we have had a button that I kind of was hoping to have one.
You had to do
button. Button?
Today.
Who's got
the There's button? Just so much good content behind the button.
Right. I have a question.
Yes.
Is that footage anywhere?
It is.
It really is.
It
one
is.
Day we should have just a watch party.
Just all the
for
button
us.
Content into one video.
That would be.
I mean, that could be a good retirement video.
Who's got the button?
So also, I don't know what was cut off, but go to h3shop.com. You can get the shirt and you can get the mug. It's all popping at h3shop.com. It's available for everybody.
Wait, you should show the pictures we took. We look so cute.
Yes.
Sure, where do I pull those up?
I sent them in Discord.
They're like my favorite.
Look at this mug, bro. That's dramatic lighting. Like, hello, who did this photo shot? You know what I mean? Stanley Kubrick? What the fuck, bro?
It's us right here in LA.
Oh my god, that's noir.
Yes!
What is it called? A femme fatale?
Yes, thank you so much for saying that.
Oh my god. K-ETH with the H3 mug. Then we go down. We've got eight. Dan is pensively wondering, is this my last drink?
No. Executive producer at work.
There I am. I'm working.
Oh my god, that's literally you like a second ago.
Does my arm look like at a weird shape?
Yeah. No, it looks beautiful, normal.
And bent.
It looks bent.
It's not bent.
But it's also beautiful and normal.
It can't be both.
No, it can, and it is.
Me and Tamara both said yes, it does look weird, so
you, don't listen
you know
to
who's
them.
Honest with you.
Olivia's honest with me.
I think your normal resting state for your arm is bent, and that's cool.
Olivia's
mine is as well, by the way. I'm kinda
Show
shy
me.
About it. But I'm pretty people were having stuff to say about my thumbs. I'm double jointed.
No, but you do the angle that I showed at. Oh so wait,
don't
do
tell
it again.
No, don't tell anyone.
Do this.
What is even double jointed? I feel like
yeah, you're
made
kind of fucked
thing.
Up too. So what the fuck? Why is everybody?
Well, it's that's like why I'm telling you, it's normal.
Your mom always says that to everybody. Oh, you're double jointed. It's like, what even is that?
Nothing. It's not a thing. People don't have two joints. What does that even mean?
Look at what I can do.
Yeah, that's very that's very unusual.
I can't do that.
I can also look. It's a frog.
What? Oh my
shit.
God! You must have been so popular in school with all these tricks. Although
I know you.
We talked about yesterday.
Yes,
too.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
and,
have friends.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you to the ladies who served yesterday. Our members episode was hosted by the ladies. Girls episode is available for everybody.
Thanks.
Such a good time.
It's the jug episode.
Yeah, the jug episode. I heard. I watched the whole thing. Somebody did the math. How many jugs were on that one?
Eight.
There's eight jugs total. So that's big.
Huge.
That's not usual.
No.
That's not a usual amount of jokes. Okay, stop. Swing 8 jugs? That's disgusting. Golly. And anyway, here's the mug. And so, yeah, check it out. Everybody wants the mug. Everybody loves mugs. Gabe is here, guys. It's Friday. Gabe's in studio. And Gabe, it's so nice to see you, buddy.
Nice to see you, Ethan. I'm happy I'm here.
Where?
I don't see you.
I must be in space or something. It's nothing. It's like black.
Can you wave? I don't see you still.
Yeah. I don't see him.
Oh, there he is.
He flew in. Yeah.
Oh, you're in like orbit.
Somewhere spaced out.
It looks like you're moving slow, but I bet you're moving at like 1,000 meters per minute.
Yeah. He's a shooting star.
Engage.
How's it in outer space? You feel good? Weightless?
Peaceful.
Yeah.
Peaceful.
Look peaceful. Oh, you stopped. What happened? That is a very unusual flight pattern there. I would be concerned if I was, for example, NASA or some government agency. But now he's spinning. Okay, so that's cool.
He's resting.
Yeah. Gabe, you're currently sideways. Did you feel that, or is that what the no gravity kind of makes you feel?
Well, it feels weird with nothing pulling on me, so it's like I'm floating.
Yeah.
Floating peaceful.
Yeah. That's nice.
What do you think would happen if you have to go potty?
Well, just let it out in space, I
guess. Yeah?
Yeah. Imagine that alien visits Earth in like 1,000,000 years and just fucking gets its windshield gets sheer shit on it. Just splats right into the windshield of the UFO.
Alien poop.
You're like, we can't see. No, it wouldn't be alien poop. It'd be terrestrial. It would be your poop. It'd be terrestrial poop. Right? They would be the aliens, and then your poop would be earthly.
Uh-oh. I don't think it ain't good.
Yeah. Have you heard of sensory deprivation tanks before?
I heard of it, but I kind of forgot what the purpose is.
Well, it's kind of like this.
Oh, he's flying to us.
You sit in like a dark tank in like super salty water, so you're buoyant. You have like a neutral buoyancy with the water, and it's also body temperature water, so it's warm. And you kind of just are floating in nothingness, and it's like
wow.
It's kind of what I would imagine space feels like.
That'd probably be amazing. That'd be my experience.
Wait. I just had a really fun idea. If you want to try that, there's definitely places in LA. I'd love to send you to do that, and you can kind of film it and see if you like it.
Sure, that'd be a great experience.
Yeah.
AB, what do you think about that? Gabe goes to the sensory deprivation tank.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be fun.
I kind of want to try that too.
Yeah, I had noted doing the F1 thing. We were talking about maybe the F1 training where.
The gravity training?
It's similar, basically. But yeah, I'll write it down.
Can two people go in there and hold hands, like otters?
Yeah.
Can you find out, AIB?
How about making love in there?
Now we got a segment. Goodness.
That totally defeats the purpose of
that.
That
would be such a good day.
Sensory overload. We're supposed to deprive our senses, not overload them. Also, what happens if you nut in the water? They probably have to change the tank.
Totally.
Well, it's dark in there. You can't tell what's floating in that water.
And you're not supposed to even feel anything either, so who even cares, right?
Yeah, exactly. It
there's
matter.
So much salt in that tank. It's who even cares?
It's very true, very true. Float tanks are fun. Kate apparently has experience with the deprivation tanks. Let me take a call. Hey, this is Ethan Klein coming at you. How can I help you?
Hi, Ethan Klein. This is your biggest fan.
Oh.
Yes, and I just wanted to give you some news I'd like to share with you.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad to connect with my biggest fan. That's fantastic. What do you got?
Well, it is my very close personal friend's birthday, and I would just love for you to give her a shout-out.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Beyonce.
Her name's Fiance?
Yes, and today is her birthday.
Her name is Fiance?
Yes.
That's just a little bit. I felt like that's a presumptuous name. Did you say Beyonce or fiance?
Or Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Oh, Beyonce. Beyonce. I said Beyonce. I never met a Beyonce. I never knew.
No, it's the Beyonce's birthday today.
So oh, it is the Beyonce. Okay. Is that actually a name? Because I never met a Beyonce other than the Beyonce.
I've also never heard of another Beyonce.
I have not either.
I'm beyond saying that I've met a Beyonce.
So real?
Well, right? Would you also like some more fun and interesting news?
Well, hold on, no. Well, you want me to wish Beyonce a birthday, but are you a bigger fan of me or hers?
Well, oh, that's a good one. You stumped me. All right.
No. You say you lied to me.
No, okay. Whoa, hey. Don't.
Oh,
no, I didn't lie.
How did you not lie? You said you.
Okay, might. I'm your biggest fan. When it comes to live streamers.
I like that.
It's a big caveat.
No, that's a huge category.
What are you saying? Tamari, I can't hear your mic's off. Oh, that's a... I don't know what that is.
I was saying she could still be your biggest fan and still be a bigger fan of Beyonce. Really.
No, because whoever's my biggest fan...
It would just be upsetting news for you.
Whoever's my biggest fan, and I'm starting to think it is not her, there's no way that they're picking... someone to be cool, like they. I must be their favorite person.
We don't know why. You don't know the bounds of her love.
Real,
that's true.
Just saying, so it is possible.
No, I'm telling you, Tamara, that whoever fits that category, there's nobody else. Like you can't even start thinking about other people that are like you love.
Okay, so I think I know who your biggest fan is.
Who?
Ela.
There you go.
Ooh, creepy. You're obsessed with me. My stalker is right next to me.
She's in your house.
Oh my God. Everywhere.
All right. Well, happy birthday, Beyonce.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
All right. Take care. Thanks for the call. My biggest fan, apparently.
Woo.
What else? There's a Teddy. There's a Teddy. Glow.
Yeah, girl.
Labor Day sale happening right now. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. 20% off Labor Day sale. What
that's
the heck?
Right.
Yo,
right.
Shout out to the laborers, bro. Yep. Right.
Everything is 20% off except for our two new blush shades. So get in there, people.
Oh, my God. Get teddyglow.com. Yes. And you don't need a code or anything, right?
Right.
So that's we don't mess around with all that code nonsense. You just add it to the cart. Mm-hmm. And then you pay for it. And remember, it's got a shared cart. So if you want to add something from Teddy Fresh or hfreeshop.com, you can get that free shipping.
Yeah. Free shipping, y'all.
Who does that? Combined cart? Who?
Nobody.
Gabe, in all of outer space, you can overlook the whole Earth. Who does combined carts like that?
Oh, yeah.
Who does it?
Everybody.
Yup.
No, just us. We do it.
All right. It's you guys.
Just us.
Okay.
All right, Gabe, floating through space. Yay. On a Friday.
Friday. It's Friday, baby.
Woo. Okay, well, now there's a fan saying, I don't love anyone more than Ethan and Neil and not even my child.
That's tough.
That's what you want.
No, I'm
do
not
we want that? Though?
No, I'm not saying it's right.
We don't want that.
Listen,
that's something we don't want.
You're not listening to me. No. I'm not saying it's right or it's good or that I want it. I'm just saying that... Whoever
that whoever, is what it is.
Yeah,
you're just like me. I would say such a yeah. I get that. You're just saying yeah. That is like
it's just the truth.
It's the truth. I get it, bro.
Don't you think you would be more like me and not the other way around?
I think. Why? Well, he was here first.
I mean, you've been
on Earth first, or
but yeah. Tamara was with Tamara first.
Yeah, I was with myself first. I'm just saying, I think...
Well, you've been watching this show for a long time. And clearly,
you want to think you're going to act like you raised me?
No, but I've influenced you. But
Undeniably.
So don't you think it's more likely that you would be acting like me and not the other way around?
I was just saying... Did I say you're acting like me? Yeah, well, yeah. For my personal experience, that was how I perceived it.
Amazing.
I love that.
Guys, we're off to a slow start today. but it's Friday and we're all having fun. wow, lots of exciting stuff. Today we are finally going to publicly flog Markiplier.
I was the first fucking person to be sounding the goddamn alarm that it was bad.
Markiplier, who is the, of course, the, thank God for him, or none of us would have ever suspected that AI could pose any threats or any problems to, what's your thoughts on AI, Gabe?
AI is, it's kind of like artificial life, and it will, I have no, I have no feelings for AI, but AI is just an assist. It's like a computer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A computer with a brain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You think it's good or bad?
Hopefully it's not going to be bad where it's going to take over the world or anything.
No.
Right.
Yeah, hopefully.
That's we have to control AI. Right.
That's the ticket.
We need to control AI to have AI.
Yes.
Well, the only reason, Gabe, that you're even able to articulate something like that is because of Markiplier. So,
really?
Yeah.
He's the first person that ever pointed that out.
Wait, remind me, Markiplier is a villain
inside
to us because he
muted
me on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, which is honestly the worst offense. Yeah.
Why did he mute you?
Because he did thought something. I made a joke and he thought it was offensive.
What was it? What was the joke?
I don't remember.
What was it?
We don't need to.
I don't remember. I thought it was. I remember it was funny. It had a lot of likes.
Was right. There something big going on in your life at the time?
Something visual?
I haven't been on Twitter in a long
it
time.
It always comes back to the cream. The cream filled donuts.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to practice my mute button. Anyway, yeah, I've been sick and I'm back. But I took this fucking medicine. In fact, dude, I don't know what this shit is my doctor sent me, okay? Let me read you the name of it. This shit fucked my life up. Promethazine. Ah. Promethazine DM. So you know what that is? Generic for Fenugreek.
Isn't it like a cough syrup?
Wait, yeah.
Mixed.
Promethazine?
Yeah.
It's lean, bro.
Bro, you're on lean.
Promethazine? Isn't lean have codeine in it?
And promethazine, I think.
So it's this plus codeine.
I think so. And Jolly Ranchers and Sprite.
Well, I just had the promethazine, man, and it fucked my whole shit up. I took it one night.
But how much did you take?
Not that much. There wasn't even that much left in the bottle.
Mm. Exactly.
Where did it go?
Yeah, wait a minute. The bottle is empty.
Well, no, I've had the bottle for a while. I didn't chug a whole bottle of it.
Did you go where Gabe's at right now?
Outer space.
I mean, so I don't think I took a crazy amount of it, but it took me like 3 days to recover. Like I was I was sleepy for 3 effing days, man.
Some medication.
You were on lean, my man.
And I came back.
You just needed a Jolly Rancher.
And I was like coming off of it, and I was like sweating. It felt like I was coming off a hard drug, and I was sweating, and I was anxious, and I was irritable.
Jeez.
And I felt angry.
No.
Yeah, it's horrible. It was horrible. I feel like Kid Cudi. Yeah, it's crazy. No, it was fucking terrible. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it was gnarly.
No, I
just felt angry.
I get it.
You do?
Yes. But I, yeah.
The lean explains your Instagram story. The one that Nate sent.
Which one?
Nate sent it in Discord.
Oh, that's how, okay, the one where I couldn't keep my eyes open.
Yeah,
that's how,
my boy is leaning.
No, dude, I couldn't open my eyes.
When I saw that, I thought I had never seen anything faker in my life.
No, that was real. I swear to God.
You don't need to be doing all
that.
That
makes sense now.
It was real, and by the way, it was so hard to even type that.
You poor thing.
You know what this gave, by the way? It gave the fake football player going, this is my watch. It's $300,000. This is my look at one eye closed.
I'm sick. Like, can't open an eye.
No, this was, you guys are so judgmental and quick to judge. Like, it's actually outrageous. I woke up, I tried to notify all my fans, all of my peoples that I was going to not make it to work today, and I couldn't open my eyes. And so I took a photo,
I couldn't open my eyes.
And I posted to social trying to show you guys how serious my condition was.
Wow.
It's just funny that this is the proof.
Yeah. Because
you could fake that so easily.
But I wouldn't. You guys know I'm a truth teller.
Ethan, if I sent that kind of
you guys listen.
My mom
sent that to
you.
It was like, Ethan, I came to work. I can't even open my eyes. Look, would you believe me?
Yeah, I would. And by the way, because I don't like missing work. You guys, everybody.
I know you don't. I know you were actually sick, but I had a huge argument. I had an argument with my mom about it. Because she saw this, and she saw it because she follows the podcast. She was like, hey, what's going on with Ethan?
Like, I love a Coco.
She was talking about Coco.
Zach, that's not cool.
Your mom called you and was like, oh, I love the Coco and the vinegar.
Now I'm not going to talk
about it. And the black pepper. My mummy called me and I said, hello, mummy. And she was like,
love and loads of vinegar.
Vinegar. Black pepper. Oh.
I'm sorry, Tamara.
That was funny. Listen, I don't.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, man, put that on a hotkey.
That's really funny.
What pepper?
Not that Tamara's upset.
Oh, pepper. I love the cockles. So, oh. You like cockles, Gabe? You probably don't know what that is.
What is that? Cockles means.
It's like.
It's tacos, but with a C on it.
It's like these little clams, and they basically tossed in like a kind of salad, and it's just a bunch of little clams.
Never heard of it.
It's called cockles.
Cockles.
I love a cockles. Cockles.
Yeah, they eat it in England, apparently. Kind of nasty sounding. Why do I have Pokemon cards on my desk? What is this?
I don't know.
I think Dan took that from my desk.
I got a loose Ludicolo. It's a Ludicolo. It's shiny. I don't know why I said it like that. No disrespect to the Pokemon collectors. So, very cool. Anyway, where were we? Yeah, I was sick. And you guys know I don't like missing work. It's not like something I take pride in. I hate missing work. And I'm glad I did, though, because my throat was fucked up. And I have a feeling, and I've done this way too many times in the past, where I go to work and it just makes it worse. And then I end up being gone for longer than I would have if I just stayed home that one time, you know. But everyone thinks I'm playing hooky, but it's just not the case, you guys. You guys know.
You know. No, he doesn't.
Yeah. What else are we talking about today? Yeah, Markiplier's going to jail potentially.
Not really.
And I'm gonna throw away that, and I'll be first to testify in court to tell the judge throw the keys away.
I want to hear the end of Tamara's story. I feel bad. I interrupted.
No, you don't need to feel bad. It's so fine, Zach. I get it. And I should
tell it then.
I'll tell it, but I'm not going to do my mom's accent now.
Fine.
It's not going to be nearly as entertaining.
I know exactly what she sounds like.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, look.
No. Listen, she basically said, why the fuck are you sick so often? What the fuck is wrong with you?
The fuck's your mom know about my health? She said
And it was it sounded far more charming because she had a British accent. That's basically what she said. And I said, he's really sick. And she said, well, that's really weird. He should really see someone about that because he's sick really often. I was like, Mom, you know, we didn't have internet. She's like, I'm not talking about that. So I'm talking about how often sick he is. And I'm like, yeah, well, he has young kids, you know. And he's like, okay, that's fair. And then she said that if you were a woman, you would have come in.
Oh,
that's just what my mom said. Well, then I didn't respond.
That's the other thing. Whenever I come in, everybody goes, oh, you came in and you're getting us all sick. So it's like, I can't win either way. And then I've got your mom being like,
somehow when women are sick, we still get up and do everything.
Pick a lane.
But when men are sick, they just lay down and they can't move.
Pick a lane.
So bad. Do you want me to come in sick? They cannot move.
Or do you want me to stay home?
They can't open their eyes.
Genuinely.
I think
it's because they got a cold.
I think it's
because
like once a month you guys go through something. So you guys are tougher than us.
You guys
are used to being uncomfortable and still like, you know, suiting up.
But this is not a usual job. It's not, it's like this is, if I don't come to work, there's no show.
Well, we could still do a show.
Not for like a whole whatever week or something.
Yeah, we could.
People don't want that tomorrow.
They might. I bet they prefer it over. You know, I'm gonna stop arguing.
Well, who's gonna host it? You?
Dan.
You think Dan wants to do that?
I think Dan would be fine doing it.
You think Dan wants to host the show for a week?
I thought Ela did a very good job. I think
Ela
did a good job. She could absolutely do it.
What are we even talking about?
I don't know.
I'm not following the conversation.
We're talking about how we're going to manage for the next time Ethan is sick.
But I'm not. When was the last time I was even sick?
Yesterday.
No, not this time. I mean, not this time.
Maybe you should take a call. I think they have advice for you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can I help you?
Oh my goodness. Can I talk to Ela?
Yes, hi.
Ela, oh my God, hi. I just want to let you know that I love you so much. I love everything.
What?
I just got my new blush. Yeah. Oh my God, I got engaged in Teddy Fresh. I just love you.
Oh, thank you so much. Congratulations.
That's all. Oh, thank you.
I thought maybe you would have advice for Ethan. Maybe you can help me out here, okay?
The last thing you guys were talking about was women being tougher than men?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, of course she's biased. She's going to be, she's a woman.
How dare you put her down?
Absolutely.
I didn't put her down. I just said she's biased.
Do you have,
no, I don't mind.
If anyone hates women around here, it's you, Tamara.
No, don't say that.
She's the first one to admit it, all right? Anyway, listen, thanks for the call. We love Hila. She's the greatest.
Absolutely. Love you both. Love you all. Thank you.
We love you.
All right. So that's what we're up to today. Let's see what we got here. Top of the show. Howie was meant to come in today, but you guys know I didn't want to expose him to any. I don't make him uncomfortable. You know he don't like germs too much.
A wet anus.
Yeah, and so we're going to reschedule that one there. Anya from Love Island gives back to her hometown.
Anya.
I don't know. I don't have a lot of patience for this show, to be honest. I was watching, you were watching a reunion and they were arguing, or no, maybe it was
Mary Harry.
They were arguing about, what were they arguing about? And I walked in and I was like, the fuck is this?
Mary Harry.
No, but what were they arguing about? Think so stupid. Oh, the pies.
I got pie in the face
three times. Girl, you got pie in the face two times.
She did.
They go on and on and argue about how many times she got pie in the face. I was like, so oh my stupid. God, dude, this is so bad. Yeah. Anyway, so this girl, Anya.
Anaya.
Whatever. She, she's, now that she's an E celeb, she's giving back to the community.
Okay.
In her Mercedes Benz.
And I thought this was such a great video. She
Wait, she already got a new car?
I think she said her dad was in the NBA, so she must come from a wealthy family.
Which explains why she was able to give so generously.
Right, to her old middle school.
Yeah, here.
I got to mute it.
Okay. Well, just give me some other kind of upbeat background music.
Look at in all white like an angel.
Like the first lady.
Yeah, to give back.
Well, they're all super excited to meet a real life.
I would have lost my mind if Anaya came to my middle school. In Love Island.
But then here she's been getting a big donation.
Oh.
For $500.
I was like.
Wait, I thought that was 50,000.
I thought it was 500,000.
No. Are you kidding me?
The dot is right here.
That's crazy.
She brought a giant check and made a whole ass promo video.
Look at how wonderful. Like, this video is definitely more expensive than the check.
The check is more expensive than the donation. Amy, how much does it cost to make one of those giant checks?
Let me check.
In LA, that would be at least $100, right?
All this? I think more. For a $500 donation, that doesn't even cover, like, one kid's lunch for a week.
Right. To her defense, Nate did tell me that she also donated $500 to the robotics club, but so to a grand total of $1,000.
That is so funny. Wait, you're muted.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you. If you're going to do that, and if it's just $500, I mean, it's still something, but it shouldn't be, it should be more low key than that.
Yeah. It should be like
rolling in the Mercedes and all of that and all the kids freaking out.
Oh my God. Literally the Mercedes. It's like,
exactly.
You know,
like the wealth.
It's just so underwhelming when you see the check.
This reminds me of the, the Ace family when they threw that huge stadium thing. And what do you end up donating? Like $5,000 or something?
It gave the same vibe.
But it says that the checks you could get from $40 to $140.
Well, in LA, that's what it costs.
Well, that's a good amount of her budget already. So I get it.
30-40%?
Yeah. So 500, if that's all we got.
So Ace family donated $75,000 to charity instead of the original promise $100,000 during their charity event.
How much did the check say, though?
Let's see.
The check did not say 75K. It doesn't matter.
Wait, so do you think Anaya was the one who wrote with pen $500? I just feel like you would feel silly.
She paid someone to do it.
You would just feel silly writing that out on something so giant.
No, she has people for that.
She's got people to do that. She pays people for that. About $1,000.
Also, what is $500 going to do, really?
Right.
I mean, for a volleyball team, like, I don't know. A few new balls. Like, everything's expensive.
$500.
True.
the sports equipment.
A little bit, a few things off the Amazon wish list for the
yeah,
class.
Yeah, exactly.
Stephanie, stay on the path that you're on
a scooter.
Now. Everything's going to work out, and just stay true to yourself.
Stay true to yourself, stay on the path, and when you're successful like me, and you've made it like me, you can come back and donate $500. $500, guys.
But she's sweet.
And it's so nice. It is so nice.
She would have
Listen, they went from no fame to, like, being famous overnight. So they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing.
She knows $500. She's so much cooler had she had, like, an unmarked envelope and was just like, and this is to help. Like, I would have assumed there was, like, $50,000 in an envelope.
Put, like, 500 ones in it, and it's like, boom. You're like, here you go.
But that's almost worse if she didn't disclose and you're thinking she gave so much, but it's only 500. At least she showed that that's what it is.
You're right. I am happy that she showed us that she wasn't very giving. If I were her and I wanted to be conniving, I would have done the big envelope trick.
21 million views on this video, eh?
Do you think she had two checks or just used the same check for the robotics team, too?
I wonder.
Well, my God, probably the same one. Well, it's just a prop.
Wait, am I correct?
They do have dry erase ones I'm seeing online.
Stop, that's so reusing them. Yeah. Awesome.
Well, guys, hold on. Are these people actually not clowning on her? Anya?
Anaya.
I don't know who that is. Went to her old middle school. Went to her old middle school and gave back to them emotions face.
She has
eyes face.
A big fan base.
Yeah. Yep, nobody's going to point out she gave $500 and she cruised up in like she cruised up a $100,000 car and she gave $500.
I think that car is more than $100.
I can't tell what model it is.
Luckily, I have seen people kind of clowning on it a bit. I think, obviously, at the end of the day, like, Anaya seems like a very sweet girl, and I would have been thrilled had someone from Love Island came to even say hello to my middle school, so that's amazing. It is hilarious
that
giant check was for $500.
I think that's how much it costs to fill gas in that car for, like, 1 week.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Why are we doing this face? You can't actually be serious right now. You can't be actually doing
She's
that
so
face.
She's so giving.
Well, this could be a child, you know.
This shoe costs $500.
Like,
this
you're
shoe
just
costs.
On Twitter. This could be like a 12-year-old.
Here's the full video. She has a whole launch video. Let's see. They're like,
this is the same video on her Instagram.
Somebody said it's longer.
I mean, we saw the front of the car.
Oh, it's not a G-Wagon.
No.
No, but it looks like an S-Class.
And she's not even driving, by the way. She's got a chauffeur. She steps out the back. Can somebody find out what outfit and shoes those are?
It kind of looks like Vivian Westwood.
It looks expensive, is my point.
What did Anaya wear to her middle school?
But to be fair, all these girls from Love Island, they're so gorgeous. They could be wearing like a $50 dress and look $1 million.
It's true. Yeah. Like Kater or Trinity had a dress from Shein that was so cute.
I wouldn't put too much thought into that part.
Nah, but I'm saying she did spend a lot. She was spending way more than five. She probably spent like 5K just put this video together.
Let me see if I can find what she was wearing.
Guys, I am sorry. I know y'all love her. I don't know anything about her. But spending $5,000 to go do a whole promo video glorifying yourself for giving $500 to a middle school is not it. It ain't it.
It's probably not $5,000. Like, we're in L.A. and everything here costs insane amounts. She's not in L.A., right? She probably didn't do this video for $5,000.
Yes, she did. The outfit, the shoes, the chauffeur, the car, the video, the editing. She didn't know how to edit. I mean, I'm assuming.
No.
Anyway, who cares? I just think it's funny. You know. Oh, dress is $150. Okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I mean,
it's still expensive.
I still think it's weird.
Who the fuck is this?
It is. It's I mean, it's funny.
That's Michael Scott. It's in the comments.
Yeah.
So $340. Now, by the way, The Office came out like decades ago. So for inflation, he may have actually donated more money as a bid for The Office.
Yeah.
And she's now out here 2026 doing $500 big check, and nobody's saying anything about it.
I think in that scene, he says he spent $200 for the check, too.
That's facts.
Yeah, that's also in the comments.
Right? So what are we doing here, guys? For science. That's literally what you said she did, too.
Yes, for the robotics. For science.
Science.
For the kids.
What the fuck, man? Why'd you do a shot of you in high heels on the volleyball anyway?
That's her thing. She's a volleyball player, her and Carl.
I guess Migos, the rap group, did this as well. They went to their high school and gave $1,000, and they're all wearing like $50,000 chains.
Okay, Migos?
Is that meant? No maybe way. It's meant to be like
that's
a,
three guys.
You.
That's way less acceptable because these guys are actually mega rich
and they're so successful.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
$1,000? What the fuck is wrong with you guys?
That's awesome.
Why the hell would you do that? $1,000?
You know you can donate personally. You don't have to make a big fuss about it.
Not for $1,000.
I'm going to go give a V-Bucks check to my middle school. Just like $100 in V-Bucks.
You're like, listen, I have some V-Bucks left over. I wasn't able to spend it.
For the children.
Three V-Bucks for Booker T. Washington High.
Next time the teacher sends us an Amazon wish list, I'm going to make a whole big deal out of it.
True. I mean, we bought stuff for our kids' classroom. Mm-hmm. How much money did you spend?
No. I mean, $300? We've donated more.
$300?
Yeah.
So why not? Awesome. So why not?
I got to make a big production now.
Yeah, we need to make a big check. Don't disclose how much you donated. Let's put it on the big check.
Yeah.
Probably at least like $200, maybe more.
Catch me on my Instagram reels.
Yep.
Hey guys, I'm so sorry to interrupt. We got to go to break.
Nice.
Not now, Dan.
Right, it is now.
All right, thank you. Dan is not here. He is apparently doing some kind of vacation. I don't know, but nobody authorized this shit. I don't know what he's doing, man, but he did not ask permission. He just didn't show up to work today.
Not true. He did inform us that he wouldn't be here. He's helping his wife.
Yes. Really? She has a big con that he's helping with.
Really?
Shout out, Allie.
Really? Shout out, Allie.
He did also give us like a 5-page list of things to do.
Right.
He did.
Yeah. His notes for how to cover him are so detailed.
That's funny.
He even took pictures of every
legend,
like,
bro.
Yeah.
Oh my
what
god.
It's
legend.
Really impressive.
That's amazing.
Him. Mr. Swerdlove. Are you watching now, Mr. Swerdlove? I wonder if he is watching.
Hell no.
I feel like he's
probably not, right?
No, I think he's actually busy.
I feel like he senses every time we hit the button, like a Jedi. Every time we hit the button, I feel like he like swerves the car.
It's a force.
Yeah.
Well, stop.
Ali says he's driving right now, but if he's driving right now, then he really should
perfect
be listening.
Time to listen.
Yeah, he should really be listening. And it's really his due diligence, at the very least, to listen.
So do you assume, like, if we're homesick or we have a thing, you assume that we're listening?
Should be, yes.
I don't watch.
I don't watch you.
I do, if I'm honest.
Girl, that's why you're back.
Hey girl,
I watch too.
Girl, that's why you're here.
Always watch.
Girl, that's why I'm I watched you guys yesterday, the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw, thank you.
I didn't really understand the Love Island stuff, but I was there for it.
Thank you.
There was some interesting commentary, and I got a peek into the whole girls' world. You guys were talking about periods and stuff, and I was like, whoa.
You don't know about that
crazy.
Stuff.
That wasn't even like half of it.
Tampons versus pads. What the hell is going on? Diva cups?
Diva cups being bullied.
Yeah.
Right?
We got into wax it. Yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right? Diva Cup, I feel like it could use a better name. It's like,
I kind of love that.
Diva in a cup, girl.
It's like, it's my Diva Cup. Like, it's my time of the Diva Month.
Yeah,
but again, within my Diva time.
There's
of the
something
month.
About it I haven't even brought myself to try it.
Oh, I've never tried it.
Even though some people I know like it.
It's something you put in that just clogs you up?
Well, you're supposed
to. No, it catches the blood. And yeah, then you
Does it have absorbing stuff or is it just a cup?
It's just a cup and then it's supposedly you take it out and empty it.
It's just sloshing around in you?
Yeah, no.
How spacious do you think the vagina is?
Yeah, it's not like a bucket.
No, but I'm saying it's a cork. It's like corking your shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean sloshing around in you?
Like a butt, like a bot.
It's catching.
Like, yeah, like, you know.
I guess if that.
Sloshing.
Sure. Yeah. You're a pervert.
I don't know. You know what sloshing is? You know, half full bottles. You shell, you know what I mean?
Thinking of corking, we're corking ourselves with Diva cups is very funny.
That seems to be quite literally what you got. I don't know.
Yeah, it catches, and then you have to, like, pour it out in the sink, which is why
sink?
Yeah, I just can't do it.
You have to
I can't do it.
I poured it into the toilet.
Yeah,
oh,
I
why did girls in my high school
I thought
pour it
to the
sink?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Wait, why does it really matter?
Because it's grosser.
Because you wash your hands in the sink.
And you sometimes, yeah.
Because you need to look at it.
You need to do it.
What do you mean you need to look at it?
Like, I just don't want to see that stuff.
It makes more of a mess.
You can do it either way. I mean, it's flushable.
I just found it uncomfortable.
Apparently,
the cup is not. People were saying...
No, not the cup.
You have to clean it
right,
to reinsert.
Right, so you still need to go and wash it in the sink. Maybe that's why I was thinking...
I'm saying, I don't care. You can put it in the toilet or the sink. I think it's fine.
Go ahead and do it.
But you need to wash it before you re-put
it in. I'm just saying I don't judge. You can do whatever you want. I think it's right. Both technically are both sanitary.
Yes. I think Olivia and I were just saying we find the idea gross. We never even tried it.
Yeah. For me, not for like...
That's because you're not
you
divas.
Use a diva cup girl, like maybe, you're a diva.
Maybe that's why. Yeah. We're just not divas.
We need to... We'll bring our diva stocks all the way up. And
again,
we'll
I have heard of people that love it. So.
Yeah.
Are they divas?
You have to boil it as well. That's
yes.
Too much work.
That is.
That's
crazy.
Boil
it. I can't do it.
To like sanitize?
Yeah. Yes.
But that just.
Using it again.
But just imagine how disgusting something is that it has to be boiled.
Yeah. Love boiling.
You think, whoa.
No, no. Disgusting. No, by definition.
Okay, yes. You know what?
You have to boil it.
That's true. To sanitize something,
to use it again.
Love boiling.
But I'm saying the cup is not sanitary if you have to boil it afterwards. That's like crazy.
It's not that
and it's
crazy.
Like baby
it's
like you're reinserting something into yourself.
Yeah, because babies they have no immune system.
Yeah.
They're helpless.
Also, have you ever when you pop a zit, you have to sterilize the pin before you pop it or else it'll get infected.
Right.
And we're delicate muscles, us females.
Hey guys, I'm so sorry to interrupt. We got to go to break.
Hey, he's right.
Let's thank our sponsors.
Us females.
Saved by the Bell.
Alright, let's boil those diva cups, folks.
Yes, sisters.
Let's keep those diva cups sizzling.
Diva cups to the sky, baby.
On a light sizzle. Because we are hitting up talking about our great sponsor, Mood. Woo. Boy, do we love Mood. Mood.com. Love them. First of all, the thing you need to know about Mood is that we have an exclusive discount that you'll not find anywhere else on the whole internet. It's code HLEE for 30% off your order. That's it. Bada bing, bada boom. Bob is your uncle. That's it. Now, what is Mood? It's a place where you can get your spark on. You know what I'm saying? And they got categories for everything. They got the gummies, the flowers, the edibles, the beverages, the pre-rolls, the concentrates, the merch, which is not smokable. But I guess anything's smokable if you try hard enough. But I don't believe it will do anything for you, right, Gabe?
Oh, yeah.
How much do you need to smoke to get into low orbit?
I'll probably go with 3-4, maybe.
3 or 4 what?
Puffs, cigars.
There it is. 3 or 4 puffs and you'll be in low orbit with Gabe. So here's the thing about Mood. You just tell them what mood are you in. And they'll give you some suggestions there. You want aroused? Hello. Sleepy, classic, happy, energized, chill, soothing, focused, creative, social. You can shop by potency, mild, medium, high. You can look by bestsellers, news, bundles, the bakery. Let's look at bestsellers. What do they sell best of right here? A flower called Pluto, talking about outer space. Low orbit, forget that. We're going to Pluto.
That's far.
Which isn't even a planet, technically, anymore.
Oh.
It's an ice dwarf, something like that.
I'm holding on to it.
It probably doesn't exist anymore.
No, it's not, love.
My truth is that.
It's an icy dwarf.
I don't care about science, if that's what they say.
Well, either way, you're going there if you hit this.
Oh, yeah.
Then they got the gummies. They got the sleep gummies. They got the rapid onset Delta 9 THC gummies. They got the pre-rolled Kush mints. Look at these yummy moon rocks.
I love their gummies.
I would do if I was into this.
They make me very funny.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, to me and my friends. I feel like I perform very well when I take mood gummies.
You're on.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Oh, my God. You do? Okay, next week. Mood app.
Yeah, but they have basically, our fans love them. The reviews are fantastic. Everybody loves Mood. My family loves Mood. I always bring it back for them. I bring them the free samples because I don't do the mooding, but I know a lot of people, my family do, a lot of people in the audience. So if you're in the mood for Mood and you want to support the show, go to mood.com and remember to use code HLEE for 30% off your order. That's unbelievable. Discounts for unbelievable products. On for an unbelievable show, an unbelievable experience.
Real.
Don't believe your eyes or ears or mind. It's mood.com.
Woo!
Thank you. Big love for Mood. And thank you to telehealth.gg Now, this is a super interesting service here. So what this is, telehealth.gg, is it is a private, streamlined platform for finding a doctor. And so there's no insurance, there's no lines, there's no copays, there's no taking time off work, right? And this is something I've been advocating for now for a long time, because within the confines of insurance, it can take a long time to get anything done. The most basic thing, like blood work or an x-ray or something, you'll be waiting for super long, and you're going to end up paying a copay of like $50. But you don't know, which is something I found out, you can do it privately, get it done immediately, and spending marginally more than it costs for the copay. It's a whole thing.
Wait, so they have their own doctors? Like their own network of people?
Yes. Because, like, health insurance is important, obviously. If you get, like, some catastrophic injury that's going to cost you millions of dollars. But if you just need some, like, basic blood work to check on something, and a lot of this stuff you don't want to wait because it's stressful. Mm-hmm. If you do it privately, you can spend, it's not an insane amount of money. It's a reasonable amount of money to do it privately, and usually they'll give you a discount, too, without insurance. And you get it done immediately. You don't have to treat yourself like you're in a rat race just to get yourself some basic health care. Right, Gabe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's America.
It is America.
Okay.
Yeah, so prioritizing your health should be easy, guys. And that's the truth. Getting a doctor appointment is usually a mess. You've got the wait time. You've got the insurance to deal with. You've got the copays. You've got to take time off. You've got to go in the waiting room, be around a bunch of sick people. And a lot of people, they'll just put off important and routine medical examinations because they don't want to deal with the stress, the hassle, and all that, right? But contrast that, you can start a visit online with telehealth.gg. You get matched with a licensed provider. There's no wait time. There's no clinic. There's no half day off. You answer a few questions. You get matched. Find a provider in your state. And you can meet by video or secure chat, so it's even more convenient. And this is anything ranging from acne, weight loss, hair loss, sexual health, ED. That stands for erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
It's discreet, judgment-free. You know what I mean? Birth control, STIs, all that. It's 100% online. It's private. There's no waiting room. They don't bill insurance, so the visit doesn't show up on insurance records, right? And even if you just want a baseline blood work, baseline wellness labs panel, a licensed provider will walk you through the results so you know where you stand. You can do a face-to-face live with a doctor if you want. You can do a secure text chat with a doctor on your own time, no camera if you don't want to. It's all upfront pricing. There's no surprise bills. And they got you covered on all this stuff, everyday stuff, colds, flus, UTI, skin, hair, weight, and everything in between. And if a prescription makes sense, they'll send it to your pharmacy. And guess what? It's available in all 50 states.
Is the prescription free?
I don't think you've got to buy the medicine. I don't think it costs money to send the prescription. Good question, Gabe. You know, you still have to pay for the medicine, right? Yeah. That's another thing. Medicine's not always that expensive either. A lot of times you can get a generic and it's like, what, $30 or something. It's not like $1 billion like you think it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right.
15 ain't bad.
15 ain't not bad. Really not. I'm a huge proponent of this, you know. So check out telehealth.gg/H3 today. Because prioritizing your health should be easy. And thanks to telehealth.gg, it is easy. Give it a shot. I'm telling you, it's life-changing when you realize you can just pay for it. It's not super expensive, and you get the service you've always wanted. I'm telling you guys. So that's what it's all about here, guys. Thank you so much to telehealth.gg. Available in all 50 states. Visit telehealth.gg/H3 today. Because prioritizing your health should be easy. Thank you so much. appreciate our lovely sponsors. Please consider supporting them.
I have to make one clarification. There's a good amount of people in chat saying the cup saved their life, changed their life.
Oh my gosh. Really?
They love it. So there's no slander here.
I should try it. I mean, I'm terrified. Where, you know,
like, is that what it sounds like, Zach? Say that again. Is that what it sounds like?
What is
when
that?
When you're dripping blood?
No, that I'll bet you that's what it, when it hits the spit. Oh.
Like spitting tobacco.
I will say my
no.
My biggest fear is getting toxic shock syndrome from tampons. Because like that happens to girls, like you just forget and then you die, literally.
Horrible.
So Diva Cup, I will say, it probably has actually saved a lot of women's lives. Imagine,
you're too much of a diva to die like that.
Look, ain't that the truth? That's how they named it, I bet. You're too much of a diva to die, so use this cup, Diva.
Hi, this is Ethan Klein. Am I speaking with a diva?
Hi, yes, I am a diva.
Yes.
Hi, what's going on? How can we help you?
Hi, this is Maddie. This is Must Bust Slime.
Must Slime?
I won the VIP membership thing a couple streams ago.
Okay, fantastic. A previous winner. How's it going?
Yes, I just got my package, and I just wanted to say thank you guys so much.
Yay!
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I also, I didn't get a chance to say it. I was a little nervous, but I just wanted to say that I've been a fan for so long. Like from like the Vape Nation days.
Wow.
It was such an honor to be able to speak to you guys, and I love Teddy Glow.
Oh.
Wow. Thank you so much.
That's so nice. The slime lady.
Of course.
Do you use Diva Cup? You don't have to answer if that's too personal.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any thoughts on that?
No. Honestly, they scare me a little bit. I don't want to have to boil it.
Yeah, boiling seems hardcore.
That's not the boiling is not the hard part.
No, but it means something.
Blood boiling.
It doesn't.
I saw that you could get your IUD dislodged with it, and so that's
oh my gosh.
Scary.
I thought the IUD's in more. Someone in chat said that too. They were like, "I'm scared it's gonna suck out my IUD."
Isn't the IUD?
That's where I saw it. I saw it in chat, and people were like, "What happened to my friend?"
The uterus is only so big.
No, but the IUD is up there, higher up.
It is higher up, but I wonder if the suction, like, if it creates any type of vacuum.
It can't create more vacuum than having sex.
I guess that's, but no, it's like a sealed cup though. It's different. I feel.
I gotta see what a picture of this looks like. Hold on.
Yeah, someone in the chat said that it happened to them and their friends, so I was like,
what?
Ooh.
My God.
Oh, my goodness. It sucked the thing out of them.
Yeah.
So here's the cup. Oh, it looks like the end of a turkey baster. But that thing goes...
It's definitely more of a plunger shape.
Yeah, right?
Than a penis.
So this sticks out, and then you pull that out? Is that what happens?
Stick out. Does not stick out of you.
It doesn't?
No, you put it up.
So you talking to me like, how dare you know?
I thought that it was like the string of the tampon.
Oh, well, first of all, I wasn't.
That's what I thought too. Sorry. I didn't know that isn't.
Well, so, I never used it.
Sounds like I know more about female anatomy than you.
Yeah, I'm
me.
Yeah.
Wait, why are you saying?
Honestly,
because everybody's saying that hangs out.
No, it doesn't.
No. I think it doesn't.
It does not.
I think you know it more than me.
I've used it before.
Oh, you have?
Yes.
You're a diva.
Yes, diva.
You're
also,
a diva.
I wanted to apologize to Tamara for saying the voicemail was annoying. I don't really think
it was you.
It's so fine.
You're
you have nothing to apologize
love
for.
Love you guys.
Oh, I love you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate you, diva.
Appreciate you.
All right, take care. That's a great call. Size matters, guys, when it comes to diva cups. Age 18 or younger, so the cup is smaller. But as you age, your cup gets bigger. Does that make sense?
Brown liquid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thy cup overfloweth.
So your periods get more heavy as you age?
No, I imagine it probably grows with you in those few years, but I don't know.
You're bigger?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Than when you were a kid?
Or maybe like after childbirth?
Childbirth.
You
vagina.
Switch up the size? I actually don't know why.
Maybe it sags like our balls.
Oh my god!
No,
you guys.
It stays up.
Oh my god!
I bet it becomes looser.
Oh my god! Look at that diva cup sizes. Size matters. They're saying.
I'm getting visited by Jesus today.
What does that mean? Oh, you got the thing.
Oh, we can't see it in my camera though.
He's blessing your cup.
Look at this. This is, it does look like stained glass. The Diva Cup.
It's gorgeous.
It looks like it would be a toy. Like, it looks like one of those jumping toys.
Yeah.
Where you put it inside out and it goes pop.
It looks like I want to like slam it on the ground to see if it like pops back up. I think it would.
Hey, Diva, I see you. Anyway, let's move, actually do something on the docket here. Let's see here. Huge stories. Tomorrow, you wanted this on the show. I'll just show it really fast. And then move right along. A giant mole rat peeks out of its burrow.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Bro, look at him, bro.
What?
Oh my god.
But
crest whitening strips, stat.
That's crazy. Look at his eyes. What,
yeah, his
what
eyebrows are crazy.
He's so cute.
Go to the next slide. Yeah, like what? That's crazy business.
Oh yeah, look at one.
Does he have an inside of his mouth?
Yeah.
Just teeth all the way through.
It just looks like it's just teeth.
Oh, my God. He's so cool. Look at him.
He's like, hey. Oh.
That looks like Harley if Harley was an animal.
Oh, my God. Oh,
why?
Except minus the teeth, I guess.
You know, this must be an English mole rat.
Mm. Oh, stupid. We're so not getting along today.
Oh, I love the cock. Yeah, sorry. Anyway.
My nail shop at Beckham's. I'm not standing especially.
Why do you get so upset? Why do you get?
Because it's annoying. Just because I'm British, every time I talk, you don't need to play it or make an accent.
I made a joke about the teeth, yeah, and you got defensive. How's that, Michael?
I feel like if somebody joke. Else had shown it, I don't know if that would happen.
For me.
Oh, imagine. Oh, Cockney. I love the Cockney.
It's been out so.
Oh, the vinegar.
I thought you said we were going to actually talk about something.
That's what I did.
That is something?
Austin McBroom, again, I have to give it up to the guy. He's funny. We've been saying that for a long time, and it's still true. He now is taking inspo from this guy who pretended to be the Eagles player, or the 49ers player, I mean, I think. And so he's going the stolen valor route and now pretending to be a football player. See if he could get some clout. And I have to say, it's funny. My boy's on his shit. Here it is.
Drive way over to Calabasas. 49ers,
you can play for the 49ers. You know what's funny? As absurd as what he's doing is, it is actually equivalent to how absurd the other guy was being.
Right.
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Wide receiver.
I'm from Northern California.
He's just walking around with his helmet.
Wait, sadly,
it's
this
so stupid.
This would have been a really good sketch for us to have you.
Yes,
go
I know.
Beat us to it, man.
Like with the helmet in hand. It's a good execution, I will
it is,
say.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Gilbert.
Gilbert.
Yeah.
Gilbert.
Appreciate it. Yeah. I'm from,
Mike McGlinchey.
Yeah. Because, we're not too close, but
yeah,
I know you.
But he just got transferred awesome. To, I forgot where he was.
Yeah, he left. I literally just got there. I literally just signed.
Yeah.
So, from my first year, so.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah, you should check me out. I'm from Switzerland, so.
It's just, it's not even different. He's the helmet and the shirt and everything.
And the bag.
So
oh, yeah, I moved out this way when I was 10.
Okay.
Been only out here for like 2 years. And
well, welcome.
I'm getting ready to leave in a few months, but I wanted to purchase some cars for my family.
Yeah, get there, yeah. Man. That's cool.
What do you do for work?
I do real estate and lash extensions.
Do you really?
He's driving with the helmet on. And again, I think the guy was actually doing that.
Oh, wow.
And it, like,
you
obstructs
good
your vision
what
times
happened?
A million.
You have good credit score?
Great credit score.
Really?
Yes.
What's your savings like?
Working on that.
Okay.
Yeah, so that we can invest.
Do you invest?
I want to, yeah.
Really? We should talk. We should talk about it.
Can I give you my business card?
Yeah, do that. Yeah, business card's perfect. Yeah.
There we go.
That's
first victim.
So
easy. Now I see how he was getting away with this shit.
Yeah.
Easy.
That's awesome. I mean, shout out
really
Austin,
funny.
Bro.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He should scam those people too. Fuck it. Take it all the way. Why stop there?
Yeah, I mean, he's done it.
You guys
before.
Got scammed.
True.
He's back in his natural habitat.
You guys are right. Everything is a scam, but not this.
No,
not this.
Not this one. This one was for Dan, honestly. I only added this for Dan.
Oh.
Because I know it's old and we've seen it, but Dan loves watching people, like, break their heads and hands trying to break coconuts or something. And this one is so good. It's the Dutch. And this man, We've all seen it. Some of you maybe don't remember.
That's the Danes, I think.
Are they Danes?
Didn't it say Danish?
Er vi klar på
det?
Ja, det er vi. Jamen, ved du, jeg har en assistent med et ur, så hvis du er klar, så rykker vi her om bagved.
Look at all those coconuts. Imagine the confidence it takes to line up what looks like 30 coconuts.
Okay, coconuts! Okay.
And, you know, that coconuts are strong. Even one would be impressive.
Så siger jeg, 1, 2, 3, nu!
What? What is it doing?
Ej, Thomas, prøv ikke at passe på hænderne.
What?
Jeg tror bare, vi stopper, Thomas. Der er gået 15 sekunder.
That guy broke his hand for sure.
Jamen, jeg tog lige bjælpen.
Ej, er det skidt med hånden?
Det er nok ikke så godt.
Ved du hvad, skal vi ikke gemme
med forsøget? That was insane. But yeah, we've all seen this. Dan would have been laughing now.
It says Coconut Man. That's his name.
Oh, so he's famous there.
Yeah, in Denmark.
Well, that's fantastic. A lot happens there, I imagine. This guy's famous now. Chank, this is, of course, the guy who dreams of having sex with animals.
I believe that I am going. If I were the ruler, the benevolent dictator of the world, I would legalize bestiality where you are giving, where you are pleasuring the animal.
Yeah, this is his decree as world leader. That's this first.
You see what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I don't agree.
Might explain
but,
a lot.
And then also his grandparents were first cousins also.
By the way, you think you don't know anyone who, you know, in America, you were joking around that 1 in 10, et cetera. My grandparents are first cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, he came on Piers Morgan.
Okay.
And totally unrelated to all that, but his chair broke.
That's why I'm vitriolic.
9/11. I don't like people saying, I hate America and
nobody
we deserve 9/11. Yeah, your nephew said that.
We love America.
So
much we want to represent America instead of Israel.
He put a picture of the Twin Towers being blown up behind him because he loves America.
Well,
right?
Okay,
that's what
okay.
He
okay. Let me stop you there. Let me play a little mashup of your nephew, Cenk Hasanpaşa, and the controversial things he said about
it. Oh, here we go.
It.
Here we go back to...
I'm sorry.
His body was buzzing, dude, with fucking all this hatred. And he just got impaled, man. But this is kind of what he wants. I mean, but no. So he said he wants to pleasure animals, not the other way around. So
you see what I'm saying?
Say it again?
You want to see it again?
It's a massage chair.
Because he loves America.
Well,
right?
Okay.
That's what
okay. Let me stop you there.
Let me play
let me play a little mashup of your nephew, Cenk Hasanpaşa, and the controversial things he said.
Oh, here
about
we go. Here we go back to.
Well, I'm just sorry.
Is he a big guy? I mean, I feel like that's hard to do, to break a chair like that.
Are we ever going to talk about Mike Rogers?
Hang
what
on,
the
I do.
Oh, no,
I
you
do.
Know what?
Hang on.
Is he coming back to Michigan?
I do think it's relevant.
Jewel doesn't want to be anywhere near him.
I do think he's
relevant.
I do think he's...
Mike Rogers works for Israel.
Anyway, they tried to get me to call. I think they wanted me to participate. it was a panel with Cenk and... forget who else, but I saw the names and I was like, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Listen, I'm not above a lot, but there are some things that I need to rise above. And one of them is getting on Piers Morgan with Cenk. And then he actually blames Israel for the chair breaking. Obviously, he's kidding, but he falls on the dumbest, most fucking, oh my God, like the most TikTok commented bullshit ever. Why did my chair break during Piers Morgan? Obviously, Israel. To be fair, they were promised that chair 3,000 years ago. Slapping our leg on that one there, Cenk. Dude, this guy reads TikTok comments. That's crazy. Anyway.
Might explain a lot.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, that's what that is. He's 5'9"? Cenk is 5'9"? Or is that something else?
No, that's what the Google search says.
He's a like unit. He's a tiny packed little unit of a man.
If that's true, that he's an inch shorter than you.
No, I'm all... Ivy, show me how thick your shoes are. Don't ever talk about my height to me again.
Oh my God.
Show me your heel.
I literally
six
always
foot,
lie to
six
give
foot,
you an extra. Okay,
six foot?
Sure.
Is that how tall you are?
Whatever you are, I'm an inch shorter.
Yeah, exactly. No, because you know that I'm I'm like 5'10 and 3/4.
Okay, so an inch and 3/4 is enough to call someone else a tiny little man.
An inch and 3/4, 2 inches is significant. Show me your heels. How tall are you, AB? How tall
are you? 2 inches are significant. Let me see something else of yours.
You want to go cock to cock? You that confident? All right, let's go cock to cock. Let's go. Take it out.
I'm with Tamara. You're fucking pissing me off today. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
No, stand up for yourself, AB. He's coming at you.
He can't stand up with those heels.
He's coming at you for no reason.
Not for no reason.
Because he's random. Because he's calling a 5'9 man tiny. What are you talking about?
Not for no reasons. He's called me 5'10.
Oh, God forbid.
Dude, are you okay?
I don't know.
You don't have to come into work if you're, you know what I mean?
I think like, you're,
you can
okay.
work from home sometimes if you, you know, if you
I think
wake
you're
up.
Gaslighting her. Leave her alone.
A gorgeous
gaslighting
union.
Her about what?
I'm just fucking with you now.
What am I gaslighting her about? You're the one show me your heels, AB.
I'm literally wearing fucking the most normal fucking shoes ever.
Show them.
I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. I don't. Exactly. I hate everywhere exactly. I go now. There's even at the gathering, people coming up to me and asking me about my shoes because of you.
Exactly.
There's a difference between elevator shoes and then fucking platform shoes.
Yeah.
Elevator shoes hide the heel.
Mm-hmm. And which ones are you in? Escalator shoes?
Yeah, I'm in escalator shoes.
I'm just saying, bro. 5'10 and 3/4. It's okay to round up to 5'11. It's okay.
It doesn't have round to up to 6 feet.
I never do that.
But you can.
But AB has himself listed as 6 foot on the creator on one of the boxing websites.
Yeah. You know how you know that? Because I fucking said it on the show, dude.
Yeah. But you won't stand up and let me measure your height without shoes.
I'll never give you the satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. Just saying. You unleash the beast. Anyway, let's move on.
Get mad at Markiplier, bro.
We're getting there. Mr. Beast, let's see here. Mr. Beast chocolate peanut butter seltzer already on clearance. Oh, I don't believe that. This shit has been out, what, like 3 days or like a week and it's already on clearance?
Holy crap.
Bro, honestly, buy it just to see how bad it is. Holy fuck. I'm telling you, the Beast dream is over. This guy cannot keep getting away with it. He cannot keep just putting out products and expecting people to buy it. Like, this is a bridge too far.
I will say my tummy did hurt after doing
it. Fucking disgusting.
Beer bong and that shit.
It was repulsive. And I mean, what is this? It looks like CVS or something. How much are you even trying to sell these at CVS for a mega discount, you know? I don't even think they're going to sell it. Who wants peanut butter water? It's insane. Do we have more of those in the office?
No, we yeah.
Thank God.
I just want to make Hila try it.
Just looking at it makes me sick.
You know what I want on a hot day? Huh? I want to quench my thirst with some peanut butter water.
I don't want my drink looking all brown and...
Sadly, it's clear, actually.
Yeah, it
no,
is
I'm
clear.
Talking about the packaging.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You even know that. Me.
You remember the commercial? They have all fucking, like, shit all over themselves. Mr. Beast and James Patterson novel collaboration headed for a disastrous debut. Yeah, this is the other thing he put out. He released a book. First of all, who's James Patterson? What kind of shit does he write?
He's a famous right author. I think it's like, fiction, but true crime, thriller.
So he made a book called The Most Dangerous Games. And my first instinct, and he tried to do a big rollout on it, was his fans do not read. Mr. Beast fans do not want to read a book. They have no attention span. They're eight, and they have no attention span. These people will never pick up a book and read it. And by the way, anybody that actually enjoys reading books, the last thing they want to fucking read is a Mr. Beast book. Like, they have some, this is the dumbest, they really think they can sell anything. And it's about time Mr. Beast get some hard truths to learn here, that you can't send, it's like, this is a social experiment. Mm-hmm. He's trying to show what fucking global fools we are. But, selling peanut butter water?
No, like, who wants to hear what Mr. Beast, like, has to say?
You tell me when's the last time you read a book, Jimmy.
Ain't that the truth, Ethan?
I mean, let's be fucking frank here.
It's also like Jimmy knows. Like, people want to see what I can do for people, not like what I've got to say about everything.
And you know what's extra ironic? He's trying to pull out this book, and he's doing like, I'm giving $1 million to someone who buys my book. Bitch, nobody fucking, you're not bribing people to go to Barnes & Noble and spend $30 on your book so they can win $1 million.
It's like, you know what you're good at. You know what you're good at. Come on, maybe stick to it. Jim.
One of these sandwiches, chicken was
no more water
today
also.
It's actually upsetting. And so I think this is going to be a monstrous loss for them. As of last week, pre-orders for the Most Dangerous Game reportedly numbered in four digits, bro. Four digits. Four digits. That's less than 10,000. Jimmy Beast. And whoever this old ass fuck is, and his dumb ass,
I feel like
that
I read a book by James Patterson when I was younger.
He's a big
he's
author,
huge,
but
yeah,
I don't think there's an overlap between James Patterson readers and Mr. Beast fans. That's doesn't make sense to me.
It's being billed as a Jimmy Beast, but nobody thinks Jimmy has an interesting story to tell us. Nobody.
He's everywhere, though. He even has a Starbucks drink. I don't know if you know that.
It's oversaturated. No, what is it?
What's his drink?
I think it's like called a cannonball. Something with his Mr. Beast Games. It's a collab with that. Let me see.
God, bro.
I can't stand
it. Go away. I already ate your raw hamburgers, bro. We already done this. Hmm. James, let's see. What's his most famous book? Is it one of these guys that you see his books in like Ralph's?
Probably.
You see him everywhere. Yeah. The airport. He's huge.
The airport book, yeah. I never heard of him in this shit.
He's like all over the school library.
Is that right?
Yes, I do remember him being quite popular. Does he have one about, like, an airplane or something?
Probably.
Well, apparently these are his most popular books. Most famous novel is Along Came a Spider. What? Itsy Bitsy Spider?
It's a cute
this guy
name.
Wrote the Itsy Bitsy Spider?
Cute name. I mean, Along okay. Came
I mean,
a Spider.
I mean, iconic, I guess.
Yeah.
Wait, by the way, that was published in 93. Like, bro, write something in the next, past three decades. Idiot.
He's coming out with a book with Mr. Beast, actually. Very soon, even.
Pre-ordered. What the fuck is pre-ordering? Jimmy Beast fucking thriller, bro. Are you serious?
Low-key, I will read it just because I'm quite curious. I think it would
oh, you
be
are?
Cute.
Wait, we should do a book review.
I was saying, research? Why don't we do a book club? Yes, I was okay. Planning on reading it for research.
I mean, okay. The truth is it might not be bad just because there's a good author wrote the whole thing.
Right, James Patterson is like super acclaimed. I think that it would be cute if we did a book club and we could make it a whole thing.
But the truth is it probably is bad.
Well, yeah, I bet you every single contribution that Jimmy made the project worse.
To me, it just...
Yes.
It no like question. Hurts my eyes to see the book cover and it's like, it has nothing to do with him, but then there's Mr. Beast slapped on there. Like, it's just stupid.
Yeah, people want to buy it.
It's just so stupid.
No, dude, no.
You don't
one.
Have to do everything.
Starbucks partner with Miss Jimmy Lee. Jimmy Lee? Why did I say that? It says Mr. Beast Jimmy Donaldson to launch a limited time beverage called the Cannonball Drink. What is it? Should we get them?
Sure.
Doesn't it look like something we already tried? Love, isn't this one of the summer coolers?
Yeah, it looks like all the other drinks. With the refreshers.
With floating fucking
I'm sure
bits.
It's good. I like the refreshers.
Honestly, I bet it's bad. He's on a losing streak lately.
Let's find out.
No, it's good, I'm sure. How is that bad?
I haven't tried it, but I'm just saying everything he makes is bad lately.
Bold tart lemonade with strawberry acai and mango dragon fruit.
That sounds good.
Sounds fucking
read it
awesome.
Again.
Lemonade with strawberry acai and mango dragon fruit.
Sounds like they just threw everything in it.
It does sound that way.
They're like all the buzzwords. And that's so Jimmy Lee. That's fuck me. Why don't you keep on?
James Beast.
Jimmy Beast coded. Let's do mango fruit, melon.
Mango fruit.
Apples and lemonade and strawberries. And it's like, okay, Jimmy, we can't do every fruit. And also passion fruit and dragon fruit. And they're like, everybody in the boardroom is like, Jimmy, he's so smart. He's so smart.
Jimmy
he's an innovator. He's a PhD. He's so good.
You know you're coming off a little special needs.
That's kind of what I was going for, yeah. Would you try this, Gabe? What do you think about this?
Why not? Maybe it's an experiment. Maybe it'll taste good. I'll see.
Should we get some of these?
Yeah.
I'll fuck with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the people, for the show. to tax write-off in any way, there's a good chance Love will get it all refunded.
Oh, yeah. 50-50.
I'm just thinking, like, he's got, like, over 500 million subscribers. Like, he went well beyond his dreams.
Yep.
Far surpassed PewDiePie and everything. Like, you're allowed to say no to something.
No, this man has never said no.
Well, taste it first.
You know what's next? What's that?
I agree.
Taste it first, and if you like it, keep it. If not, oh well.
You know what I heard out? He's coming next? His own diva cup.
Jimmy's not a diva.
I
made my
seriously,
own diva.
Seriously, like, you're so right.
It's a Mr. Beast
diva cup.
That's
how the book feels.
Let's try it with the diva cup.
It's like, what does he have to do with thrills?
It's called Vagibles.
Yeah. The Beast Cup.
Vagible.
Yeah, dude. It's
I made the world's biggest diva cup.
Yeah, and it's got the little Beast logo on it.
Yes.
It's like embossed in it.
Yep.
My cup is made for extra huge loads for women 60 plus.
My cup is flavored peanut butter.
Yes.
If you're postmenopausal and still having needing diva cups, my cup is big enough to support your needs. Enough, bro.
Oh, you captured exactly how I feel. Thank you.
Shout out to Nick Boris. Wow, what a generous donation. 500? My goodness, thank you. Shout out to the crew and the family. I wanted to share a video that I thought y'all might enjoy. I had a video hit 5 million views on Instagram of a bear catching a salmon. Tried to eat it, and the salmon nutted on the bear's face. The fuck? Thank you, Lena.
Let's go.
Anyway, all the best from Alaska. Is that what goes on in Alaska?
Yeah.
I don't know why, bro. I just want to nut on her face.
Dude, stop.
No.
Stop. All right, I'm going to watch it, but I don't know if I'm going to like it. That's fucking weird. What do you mean it nutted on its face?
Can we show that?
That's what salmons do.
Hold on, Chank. Don't get excited now. Chank, don't get excited. This is nature. It isn't meant to be a video to get you off. You know,
okay.
Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
All right. An unfortunate mouthful? Ew, stop. Why am I... What the fuck? Did you take this video?
You are pleasuring that.
He must have.
Wait, what am I even looking at?
You know what you're looking at.
No.
Don't act all confused. It's a salmon coming on a bear.
Wait, what?
So here's the bear's head.
What?
The bear's in deep. Do we know that's even... Is that what fish cum looks like?
What?
It's bukkake bear.
Are we sure that's fish cum?
Isn't that part of the process for salmon? They swim up and they lay eggs and the men come?
I'll read one of the top comments. The cum defense is the last hope of a captured salmon. If he can't blind the bear with that salty load to free himself, he may still have a chance to sire our offspring.
I'm happy for him that he got away.
Did he?
It looked like he put the fish down. And
he's
then
eating it.
No. Just wait.
He's taking bites out of it.
No, but look.
Nah, he's still holding that shit.
Oh, no.
It looks like he died.
He's taking munches out of it.
At least he died happy.
Then this video just makes me sad, then.
Why?
I can't watch Planet Earth or anything.
I agree. It's awesome. honestly, same.
He went out busting a nut.
It's amazing, but it's so devastating.
But the bear is more cute than the salmon.
Yeah. Look at the bear.
But nobody should die. Nobody should have to die.
Bro, he money shot at him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Your mom said never to do that.
And look what happened.
Well, I mean, cool video, but.
The bear should have never really let him do that.
Yeah. It took me a minute to understand even what was happening.
Yeah, the bear was entirely demasculated.
I'm waiting for Mr. Beast, the salmon farm fish. So, 4 digits, that's sick. But actually, let's order some Beast drinks, Lena.
Okay, we can do that.
Well, I want one of the Beast beverages. And also a frap.
Ooh.
With a frap, chocolate frap with whipped cream.
You should get the Java chip frap.
What's that?
The what?
It's chocolate frap, and it has like chocolate chips blended in. It's so good, girl.
How about the caramel?
Oh yeah, love
add
caramel.
Caramel.
I always do this. You caramel look like frap.
Add caramel.
Can I have one?
Now you sound like Cameron. Yeah. That was so Cameron. Yeah, of course. Just nice. Send your
thank
order.
You.
Awesome. Thank you.
That was so Cameron, love.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been thinking about him a lot recently, so maybe that's why.
Me too.
Aw, Cameron.
Or sweet angel.
Wherever you are, buddy. I'll tell you what, man. I've got a beast birdcage waiting for you to fly back home anytime you want. According to Senafor, the pair's new novel collaboration titled The Most Dangerous Game has been tracking poorly. Citing anonymous sources close to the project, it's on track to be a historic bomb. Awesome. Isn't it an historic bomb? Isn't that like a well-known literary... It's an historic bomb.
Beast is in the bomb business now, like Lockheed Martin?
Beast Aerospace.
Making F-18s and shit?
That makes more sense to me than fucking a Beast novel. Yeah. As of last week, pre-orders were numbered in the four digits. That's fucking sick. The book is number 18 on Amazon's new release. That's literally below Hunger's autobiography, which is number one in LGBTQ plus memoirs.
Yes.
About fisting. That's crazy business, bro. Holy fuck. You know how easy it is to get a New York Times number one bestseller? I feel like everybody's got that.
You should do it.
Do it.
I feel like Tyler Oakley has that
You
shit.
Should do it.
You should do it.
About what? The thing is, I have respect. I know I don't have a story to tell. I don't have a book to write.
You're you know how many a times? Creative writing major, okay. Ethan.
I'm not saying I couldn't.
You also do have so much to say. You have a podcast.
What I'm saying is that I have too much integrity.
Oh,
you wouldn't
force
just,
a book
you
out.
Wouldn't do it just to do it.
You no. Want,
you want
need
a
to,
there
you
was
need
a,
to feel an urge to do it from inside.
There was a time when everybody was making books on YouTube, and I got approached by everybody being like, me and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I says, I don't got a book.
I don't got no book.
I don't got a book.
What if you make a book for each episode with a transcript?
Howard did that.
What?
Wait, it's just a transcript?
Wait, no, he just did the interviews, no?
Interviews, but it's just transcripts of the interviews.
See, I feel like you could do that.
It's not just that, is it? I've heard they worked on it.
I mean, from the book was very underwhelming. As much as I love the guy, it was underwhelming.
Well, if it's just transcripts, yeah, that's dumb
it's
as hell.
Just, it was like the first chapter was just him writing the intro for the book, and the rest was just
interviews.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Tyler Oakley, I wasn't even kidding. He had a New York Times bestseller for 11 consecutive weeks, Tyler Oakley, in 2015.
I'll bet you I bought that book.
It was called, what was it called?
Show me the cover.
Yeah, I don't know, but of course Tyler Oakley had a fucking New York Times bestseller.
Ah. We're so moody today.
Yeah, well,
oh my God, yes, it was his memoir binge. I genuinely had it and enjoyed it. Absolutely.
Did you binge it?
I think I probably got it for Christmas.
Oh, you know what's funny? You get that book and you're like, you binge. You're like,
oh my God,
not in the mood.
This visual. Oh,
yeah. I remember seeing
of
this.
Of course.
Huh. Nobody gives a fuck about Tyler Oakley anymore.
Here's the thing is, I'm looking at this and I'm giving a fuck. Like, I remember binge.
Okay.
Let's look at the reviews. Goodreads. Let's see what the people thought. I love these. All these, like, these are real book people right here. They don't fuck around. Oh, they like it.
I also did own all of Miranda Singh's books, though, as well.
Whoa, this has 20,000 ratings. That's okay. Yeah, he must have pushed a lot of those. Good thing, yeah. Too. I don't think he has any source of income these days. What's
probably
he up to?
Probably doesn't need it.
Bro's so sorry, what was I gonna say? He looks like I didn't mean to say lesbian coded. I was gonna say he looks like Ellen.
But lesbian.
I don't know which is, I don't know if that's problematic to say or, but he does look like
I think you need more lean, dude, and that might influence
I'm coming off the lean. And you know what's crazy? My doctor sent me more.
Hell yeah,
there's
dude.
A bag that showed up because
I'm throwing it away.
No, dude, rip it.
No, hit that shit. I have a song just for you.
Yeah. Is that really lean?
That's how I know what that is.
You that with soda and Sprite Jolly Rancher.
No, it's supposed to have codeine in it. I thought that was the part, dude, that lean.
That's another.
Hold on. Hold on.
You got to get the styrofoam.
They sing you know what my doctor called it? He called it purple drink.
Oh, that's so funny.
He did. He made a purple drink.
No way.
No, but he was talking about getting a cough syrup with codeine. And he says he couldn't get it because nobody in L.A. makes it with codeine anymore because everybody was doing purple drink. And he spelled it D-R-A-N-K. If you don't believe it, I'll show you.
Cool-ass doctor, bro.
He is cool. He is no, cool
But is there a dosage? Because I don't understand.
The truth is I probably took too much.
Yes, obviously.
Did you
took way too much.
Did you see the little elves? Did those?
No, bro. I didn't see anything. I fell asleep for 3 days.
He's been out of it for 3 days.
So you haven't been on EverQuest?
Slightly.
I played very little.
So it's
how could you with your eyes closed?
Exactly.
You let the guild down.
What is lean? It's a purple drink, a scissor up, dirty Sprite.
Scissor.
It's clean.
It's
clean.
So, but what is it?
Shout out to Rick the Ruler for 20 gifted memberships.
Shout out, Rick. What a legend.
Hold on.
I'm seeing containing codeine and promethazine.
Yeah, exactly. Codeine is a big part of the drug. Without codeine, it's not fun. Codeine's the opiate. That makes you feel good. Without it, you're just a fucking zombie.
Well, I think a lot of the SoundCloud rappers only do promethazine.
And then
that's why they're so fucking
What's his name?
Down.
What's his name, love?
Dave Blunt.
Yeah, Dave Blunt. He has a song about it.
He goes, sipping on promethazine, I'm sipping on promethazine, and then I can't put down the cup.
Can't put down the cup.
But it says here, codeine promethazine. That's a drink.
And I can't put down the cup.
Maybe you got to do both. I don't know.
Well, it sounds like my doctor was actually going to get me that if he could. But in L.A., apparently people have been abusing it too much. That no pharmacy will even mix it. And I was like, dude, are they getting it from pharmacies? I didn't imagine all these people were getting it from pharmacies. Why won't they mix me some drink?
You can't put down the cup, bro.
I wanted some purple drink, doctor.
Can't put down the cup.
Can't put down the cup.
Sipping on promethazine.
Yes. Sipping on promethazine.
I'll say it does not seem like a party drug because I just fell asleep and felt awful, like angry. Like I was angry.
Well, that adds up.
It's also like he's been so loopy. Like he would just lay down on the couch, fall asleep, and then he'll wake up, say he's gonna wake up, but then just go right back to sleep. And then that kept happening.
It reminds me of when we would take
Tramadol.
Tramadol.
Yeah.
Which is like a hardcore opiate that I was addicted to, and I would just doze off. You couldn't wake up. It was kind of scary.
Yeah, we used to laugh about like whenever that would happen. It's like you can't help it, and you're like, okay, I'm waking up. You just go back to sleep.
Yeah, it's actually
scary. You talk about what's it called? Tramadol. I have that in my house because I gave it to Leslie because she had her gallbladder removed a few years ago. She never took it because she was scared to.
Try it, bro.
Hit it.
I don't want to.
You're not going to get addicted to it.
It's not fun when you have actual responsibilities like kids and stuff. It's just,
yeah.
I mean, what did she get it for? Gallbladder?
Gallbladder removed, yeah.
Jeez, when did that happen?
2023.
And she's holding on to it now? 3 years?
It's just been, we just have it there. We haven't touched it at all.
You know, milligram and how many there are?
Girl, flush them.
Throw it out.
Flush them ASAP before you...
No, I can't take that stuff anymore.
No, I know.
Antidepressants.
Good.
I think not only would I not feel it, I would potentially have like a really adverse effect. When you're on antidepressants or SSRIs in particular, you can't take any fun drugs. It's really,
really?
Sad. Yeah. Like MDMA and like opiates and stuff is really dangerous.
Oh, okay.
Because you can get serotonin syndrome.
Oh, my God. I'm on... Okay, yeah. Okay. Okay, noted.
What have you been up to?
I don't know.
Well, the problem... the biggest problem, other than it being dangerous, is just it doesn't... I don't think it's as fun. Like, you don't feel as good.
That's so interesting.
Because your brain is all... All the serotonin, I think, is, like, taken.
Yeah. Huh. I'll look into it.
Yeah, check that out.
Yeah.
Right, Gabe?
Oh, yeah. But I'm not a drug person, so I don't know about these stuff. I never,
yeah,
I never tried it, so I have no clue what's this. I'll just leave it as it is.
What do you try? You just do alcohol. I mean, you drink.
I drink some, like if there's people around.
Yeah.
And then smoke a cigar just to relax. That's about it.
You do any weed or anything like
no
that?
No weed, nothing.
No. Nah. Cocaine.
I'm nothing.
MDMA.
I'm just a clean person.
Cough drops? Or not cough
drops?
Cough syrup?
Cough syrup, yeah, if I have a cough.
Yeah. You ever hit promethazine?
I haven't had any yet.
I got a new bottle if you want to get weird this weekend.
Yeah.
I'll go space and go nuts.
I must crazy. Correct myself. People are saying, no, don't flush meds. Apparently, you can go to the pharmacy and get them.
Yeah, you can officially get rid of it.
It's too late. I already told my wife to flush them.
No, it's going to fuck up the water system. That's what everyone's telling me.
Yeah, the fishies are going to get high.
Oh, no.
Woo.
Everyone's going to be... That's so... Is that... Okay, that's interesting. What the fuck is this?
You don't know Dave Blunt.
That's Dave Blunt.
I will say
this, like, is the guy who's doing Purple Drank.
Yeah,
man. He looks like Purple Drank.
He was the he was the ghostwriter for Kanye's Heil Hitler song.
Yeah.
What?
There was a ghostwriter for that?
He had
a ghostwriter.
Oh my god.
For the Heil Hitler, the words that goes Heil Hitler N word.
Yeah.
Like, there were multiple people on that project.
He cooked the beat. Yeah.
Multiple people on
this
that
dude don't need Purple Drank. He is Purple Drank.
So he
this is the Kool-Aid man if he was on fucking lean.
It's more like grape. It's purple, so it should be grape.
That's grape for sure.
So he needs to sit down on stage.
Yeah, it's a sight for sure.
Is he good?
Yeah, unfortunately. He's a giant douchebag, but...
Does he do lane?
He's horrible. He's actually like one of the worst people out there.
Yeah, he's not a good dude. His lyrics are very offensive.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But I mean, there is some sort of like musical brain in there for sure. Unfortunately. He blew up because of his looks. And
don't put it like that. That's not a nice way to refer to him because of his size.
Oh, no, I would never.
Oh, did he blew up?
Yeah. He probably blew up. Gradual.
He got really big back a couple years ago.
It was
like he blew up.
Probably graduate. We're still on Mr. Beast. This is
we
that
are?
Lean episode, boy.
What is it now? Day four?
I took it on. I swear to God, I'm still not right.
You took it on Tuesday night?
Yes. I took it one night.
Yeah.
One night. Anyway, Mr. Beast, check this out. Donaldson and Patterson have been prompting the book on social media, including a YouTube short titled "Read My Book, You Can Win $1 Million." Nobody going to read that shit, even for the chance of winning $1 million. Idiot. Fuck your book. Dumbass. Fuck your peanut butter fucking water. Idiot. Anyway. Come on, baby. What else we got? GOP candidate hesitates too long when asked if he's killed people. Interesting. Okay, interesting. Let's take a look at this. Have you killed people, sir? I feel like if you have, that's still an easy, like, no. Right? Even if you've killed people, that's an easy no. Just go, no? Let's see. Stand by. Oh, my God.
It's up on my end.
It just keeps muting. It keeps muting it whenever I play. Are you seeing this shit?
Probably refresh.
Bro, I'm gonna fucking scream. I'm about to go into a Purple Drank rage. Prometha rage.
Father forced you to kill a man when you were 7 years old. Is that the only person you've ever killed?
Wait, what? Hold on, back up.
What? I muted again.
Why? What is this?
There's something wrong with the
press play, then turn on the volume, I guess.
But I wanna hear the beginning. Oh my god, bro, I'm gonna fucking scream.
Is that the only person?
Okay, it says, there's subtitles. You claim that your abusive stepfather forced you to kill a man?
You to kill a man when you were 7 years old. Is that the only person you've ever
what?
Killed?
Whoa.
Let me count.
Whoa, what are you thinking about?
Well, he's smiling.
I would say... As a child, yes.
What?
Bro,
the
what
fuck? That was the worst what? Answer you could ever put to that question.
And as an adult? how many are we talking?
He thinks he ate for some reason with that answer.
I don't think he ate.
He's Aura Farming.
His face, though, he's like, yeah, love
think
he
so?
Thinks he's the shit right
yeah,
now.
He's like,
why is it muting it every time?
Question.
Why is it doing that, bro?
Facebook.
This is what you call Aura Farming?
But, yeah. Okay, the audio's up, so where's the audio?
It's his pause.
Well,
okay.
I would say, as a child, yes. I mean, without question.
Oh, you sure? You thought about it a while.
But I've been in other situations where, you know, possibly people...
Was he in the Army? Died,
as a result of me defending myself.
Oh, yeah, he's in the Army.
Country.
Oh, okay, I see.
There's no...
Wait, no. Wait, hold on. He was kind of cryptic. As a result of me defending myself in other countries.
That sounds like Army.
It does, but is that what he means? Because he should have said in service or something more specific. Sounds like he was like, yeah, I was in another place and
murder
I killed
porn.
People. What the fuck does that mean? Did someone look if he this man
He was
served?
In the Marine Corps.
Yeah, that's just a weird-ass way of saying that. But yeah.
As a result of me defending myself and other countries, there's no count on that, and there's no photos or...
What? Why would there be photos?
That was something as a kid, without a doubt. Yeah.
Do you think that you've killed people as an adult?
Sounds like yes.
Does it matter?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Well, hold on. This reporter is being kind of a douche because
it's
he's
so
like
weird. Yeah.
If he served in the military, in active duty. It's obviously like something traumatic then, and he doesn't want to brag about killing people in service.
Right.
It seems like. And he had this really traumatic experience as a child. If somehow his stepfather forced him to kill a man at 7, I don't know what that means, but it sure doesn't sound fucking great. And then this reporter's like, well, have you killed anyone else? And he's like trying to be thoughtful and saying in a way that's like not braggadocious. And he goes, well, no, you need to tell me. Did you kill someone in the service? It's like,
do you think you killed
someone?
I think there's more to it. I think he said previously he's never served in combat or deployed to a war zone, according to his own public statements.
So then that is interesting.
Yeah.
And strange. Does it matter? That's awesome. I don't know what's going on. I don't know this guy, and I can tell you he's probably not going to win, so. You know. I like that man. He's killed people. I like that man from the news. Drake... barking for a goth girl, and who cares? All right, let's talk about Markiplier. This guy's going to jail, bro. I knew the minute that he muted me on Twitter that I would be vindicated, that there would be one man standing at the end.
I was the first fucking person
to go to jail for insider trading.
To be sounding the goddamn alarm that it was bad.
Not true, dude.
But what did you do for him to mute you, though? You haven't said that part.
Right, what happened?
I just made a tweet. Who cares?
About what?
I was talking about my... You know, it's fucked up because I was talking about my fertility issues with me and Ela.
You only
trying
like cream-filled ones.
Me and Ela have been going through a lot of fertility stuff, and I'm someone that is transparent, and I like to share our process with people because I think it could help other people.
The process.
And so he muted me for that.
The process of trying naturally.
Yeah, or in a lab. I don't know.
What did your tweet say?
I don't remember. I deleted my Twitter.
As a researcher on this podcast, I actually know what the tweet was.
Send it.
Okay.
He didn't need to be so rude about it.
Me?
No, him. We should find out what he said, too. Yeah, that's right, Mark. I didn't never let that shit go. That's right. And now it's the tables have turned, and
bad.
I'm the table turner.
Bad!
I found his podcast clip before I found the tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to listen to him speak?
Yep. Let's see what he said. Here's the beef. It's never been the same since.
No, but the most uncomfortable thing I've ever saw on Twitter was a tweet from Ethan Klein.
That cannot be the most. We've all seen horrible things on Twitter. How much horrible things have we seen? I'm so sorry, Mark. This was the worst.
Of H3H3, and I'm sorry for everyone that is reminded of this tweet, but it really existed, which was a GIF, and he said every time Ela is ovulating, and it was a GIF of someone filling donuts. I think Boston donuts. I'm just like, why? Ooh. Why would you do this? What?
Sounds funny. It sounds like you thought it was funny. Sorry, you don't know what it's like to be funny. That you couldn't think that what to be funny.
No, it sounds gross to me personally. I also sent you a visual of what the tweet was. I do think that it was polite of him to just mute you and not publicly unfollow. I think that shows a bit.
Yeah, but then he told it on his podcast. which commenced the battle.
You know what this is reminding me, though? We used to have fun on Twitter. Like,
yeah,
the way me and you would reply to each other, like, okay, it's Ethan, true. And stuff like that. It was fun. Besides all the drama side.
No, Twitter is a fucking hellhole.
It's a hellhole.
Well, it happened when Elon bought it.
But yeah,
there was like a light switch.
But this reminded me that we used to have fun.
Yeah. Sorry, bro. Sorry for the days when people used to have fun on Twitter. Markiplier, Insider Trader Applier, Martha Stewart Applier. Here's our IVF doctor fertilizing my wife's eggs on this Valentine's Day. Yeah, it's disgusting. To be honest, it's true.
To be honest.
But it was out there. It was wild.
It certainly.
I thought here's what happened. I saw the GIF, and I thought the GIF was funny because it was so gross. And it's like just a donut. It was just donuts being filled, but it was so graphic and disgusting.
It really is.
Now, clearly, should I have done that caption? Maybe not.
I mean, it was funny and out of pocket. I don't feel that anybody did anything wrong. That's my take on this.
Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe you didn't like it, but I didn't do any insider trading.
That's true.
I'm not worried about the FEC. In fact, I'm fully fledged and licensed by the FEC. I'm in their good graces. I'm in a good standing with them. Number F17535. Look it up. Google it.
What is the FEC?
Financial
Election Commission.
No.
You mean the
FCC?
FTC?
One of those FF.
Or SEC?
Hold on. Who regulates the stock market in USA? SEC. Yeah. The SEC.
So you've been saying it wrong for the past year?
I don't know.
I don't know. Who cares?
Because I get my acronyms right. You come for the knowledge, the financial advice.
Right.
Look at this shit, bro. Can you believe this guy cannot take a fucking break? Like, he literally has to put his name on everything. The Jimmy Beast Diva Cup. That's disgusting, bro. You're not even a woman. What do you know about Diva Cup?
Literally.
Gross. Probably never even made a woman come before. Pfft, idiot. Dumbass. Selling Diva Cups. Yeah, it's gross. I admit it.
I appreciate that.
And I'm just like,
it's not the worst thing on Twitter, though.
No, sir. Oh my God.
Like, hello.
Are you kidding? No. Like, I think I have worse tweets than that.
Yeah, you threatened to kill your Uber driver.
My Uber bicyclist.
You wanted to stab him.
I would never stab my Uber driver.
Not what you tweeted.
No, it was my Uber's on a bike. Or no, not my Uber. It was my Postmates on a bike. Mm-hmm. And then something scary that I deleted. I deleted it. And it was worse, in my opinion, than your donut thing.
Way
so
worse.
You're right.
Hello, this is Ethan Klein. What are your thoughts on the cream pie tweet? Is that the worst thing you've ever seen on Twitter?
No, I've seen someone get beheaded before.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Markiplier, are you seriously going to go on your little podcast and try to pretend like
little,
I'm the worst
the way,
person on
tiny.
Twitter?
It's tiny just not, little podcast.
It's just stupid. His toy podcast.
So stupid.
Anyway,
toy podcast, totally. Anyway, shout out to you, girl.
Oh my God.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Okay.
And that's a graceful exit. I like people like
that.
She comes, she says her thing, and she goes.
Ethan just wanted everyone to know he's hitting that.
And man, he has been muted ever since.
Oh my God. His delivery
anyway,
was funny.
I just wanted to remind everyone else that I had to witness that.
I wonder how many donuts were bought on that day because of that post.
Well, it probably was National Donut Day, so probably a lot.
They're saying you're an influencer. They're saying that you have pull with even in the donut game. Like, that's a compliment, Ethan, and you know it.
I mean, it is, but I don't think he's trying to be nice.
Probably not many. You know, I didn't look at that and was like, boy, howdy, I want a Boston cream donut right now.
Why? Donuts are...
Yeah, you know who doesn't have him muted? The SEC knocking at your door. Because what's what? This beef is now cream-filled.
Oh, my God. You and Ari both have donut scandals. Someone in chat just pointed out. How's it feel?
Besties.
Oh, is it not? Did I say it's gross? The pyramid? I don't know what I
said. No. I think I sent it because I guess some people are feeling like we were saying, you know, it's gross and stuff. And
I
do think it's gross. I think it's okay to say that
it can be
gross.
Both natural and gross.
Yes, it is natural.
I mean, it's blood. Blood is...
It's not a secret. That's why we're talking about
it,
too.
But also, yeah, just in general, everyone handles blood differently. Like, every single person has a different...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't like
natural.
Fluids,
hold on. Natural functions are gross. All bodily functions are gross. Pee, poop.
Exactly.
It's gross. Vomit is gross.
Your body is normal and it's allowed to be gross.
Like, it's fine for me to think that it's gross. I don't need to tell myself that it's not.
I do think that, like, the process of what a period is and the fact that I get it every month is beautiful, and it empowers me as a woman, I will say.
When Lena tells me she's on her period, I say, you go, girl, and I give her a little clap.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, ally.
It doesn't mean that we hate people with periods.
But yeah.
Period.
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 And I agree. I actually, that's a good way to follow it.
I mean, the cum is gross. Like, we do cum. Like, guys, we have semen. That's like our version. That's like the other side of the reproductive thing. I would say semen is disgusting.
Drinking semen
is gross. So it's not like, boys, I want you to know, semen is not gross. It's natural. Own your cum, boys.
Own your cum, boys.
Well, we choose when to release that,
though. True. Voluntary.
Nah, you never had a wet dream?
I'm choosing to have that wet dream.
It's gross. You know?
There's another kind of milk.
That's disgusting.
How about for women to receive it?
Say what now?
How about for women to receive it?
To receive cum?
Yeah.
That's not gross.
Right. That's natural.
Yeah.
Receive
for men, yeah. But for women...
Well, listen. Cum is gross in the wrong context. It's probably most... It depends on the person, but I think it's probably mostly gross. Right, Gabe?
Now, for me, yeah, it does look gross, but for others, like, it depends how you what your feeling is. But for the women to receive, I think it's a good thing.
You mean having babies is good?
Yeah.
Are you just talking about, like, the sex act of...
Probably. Probably.
You're saying it's hot to cream pie in a woman.
He said he likes money shots.
Well, I don't know what he's saying. I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. Are you saying you like the cream pie or a money shot?
I'd say the money shot.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Respect.
Okay. That's actually not where I thought you were going. But respect, yeah, maybe sometimes it's not gross, I guess.
That's not on her face.
It depends on people's opinions.
Depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
I think he's saying for guys getting cum on you, that's gross for most straight men.
I think most women find cum gross.
Well,
I think there's a lot of people that don't want to get my face shotted.
I don't think anybody wants random cum on them.
Right, that's a good point.
But, like,
if some people want
your partner, I do not cum. It's different.
Yeah. Like, I've heard about these sex crimes. I remember this happening. Guy would put his cum in a squirt gun and he would squirt people. Swear to God, that was a thing I remember.
Never heard that, and that is crazy.
He was in the parking lot of a Ross or something. I don't know why I remember that detail. So look that up. Google that fast.
Guy got kicked out of my high school because he came in a Snapple bottle and the other dude drank it.
Oh
no!
My God! You see, but so do you want to see how gross we all feel reading that? Like, did like repulsed? Like physically? Or you? Does that turn you on, Gabe? Okay, Gabe's a little freaky. I get it.
I guess.
New Mexico man jailed for spraying children with semen loaded squirt gun.
Oh,
it was kids.
God. Oh my God.
Yo, I'm sorry, and I'm...
We ain't doing that.
We ain't doing that shit.
We ain't doing that.
What the fuck, bro? That is so fucking sick.
Foul.
So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This isn't an empowerment thing. Like, boys, own your semen.
Right.
Now, on the other hand, women aren't walking around squirting people with their period blood. That's not really a thing that you hear in the headlines.
No.
Excuse me. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Markiplier. So it turns out Markiplier, here's the story. He is in hot water. Because he, turns out, was GoPros.
Wait, Dan can say it for us. Hold on. I made this.
GoPros.
GoProbe.
What?
GoProbe.
It's the only thing. GoProbe.
Go probe.
Go probe.
Go probe.
Okay. Go. Thank you, Dan. GoPro. Markiplier, apparently he was GoPro's top individual shareholder, which is kind of really fascinating, at 8.5%. That's a lot of stock for one single individual to own of a company.
Go off.
So he hit 8.5% on July 13th of this year.
Go.
Just 2 days prior, he did his first ever sponsorship for GoPro. Here's the video.
So it's mostly in the description because it's a live stream.
Every single Mark live stream had a GoPro affiliate link until the September 1st live stream, which no longer has the link. This is after it was publicly disclosed that Mark was the largest shareholder.
When did he invest in GoPro?
On August 30th via Bloomberg.
He invested, so he had to report it July 13th because he was a large holder, I guess. But I'm assuming early July he probably bought out that stock.
But it sounds like he was outed by some Bloomberg investigation. Hmm.
He officially filed, I mean, it's all there, but he officially filed around August 20th. So that's when Bloomberg reached out.
So it's like if you invest, you need to file something?
I think once you pass 5%, you have to file that you own that many shares.
Okay. 5%.
Yeah, it's a disclosure. But
yes, 5%.
So let's see here.
So if you look at the description here, you'll see that the affiliate link. And he's claiming here he's being sponsored.
Every single Markiplier. So I read that on August 27th. August 27th. That was like 2 weeks ago.
That was last week.
What the fuck? Again, this is 3 days before it was publicly known that Mark owned stake in GoPro. So he released a video promoting GoPro. So at this time that he put out this video, he was an undisclosed 8.5% owner of GoPro.
Okay.
Undisclosed. So, and then in this review, by the way, I'm generally being silly. I don't actually hate Mark or think that what's happening is, I don't want him to go to jail or I really don't care about, I'm not mad. I'm looking at this objectively, right? And I didn't really care about any of this stuff and mostly believed him of what he was saying. But this part here was giving me T. Martin and Pro Syndicate. So this is before he disclosed it.
I know this because I know a lot about the Minolta lenses. And I got to tell you, looking at the footage, it's not half. It's not one tenth. Sometimes this footage looks better. I'm not blowing smoke. I'm not paid to say that. I've been excited about this since I first saw teasers of it. And GoPro was putting up like the next generation.
So that seems super sketchy to me.
It's like on the one hand, yes, you're not technically paid like a regular sponsorship. But obviously you are in another way. So why say that, you know?
Well, I don't think you can spin that in any way where he's not being dishonest about it. Like he is paid. He owns part of the company. Like mm-hmm. he has a vested interest. Yes. Like did they give him money directly for the statement? But they don't have to. He owns like a significant part of the company. Yeah. Like he has a vested interest in seeing it succeed, which biases his review. Or at least his review should be disclosed so that you know when you're watching his product review that if it's biased one way or the other or not. Because he's like, this is the best product of all time. GoPro $700 camera is better than $7,000 camera. If you don't buy this camera, you should fucking die in a fucking fiery death.
And the thing is that, especially in the tech world on YouTube, like MKBHD world, they have huge etiquette, you know, rules and guidelines about mm-hmm. how they do stuff and how to be credible to your audience.
Yeah.
They have lines they don't cross.
Yeah, Linus Tech Tips invested in this big laptop company called mm-hmm. Framework. Mm-hmm. And he was excited for that laptop brand to kind of work.
Yeah.
And he also reviews it, but he's a large share owner. But he says that before every review.
There you go.
In every video, he's like very openly with it.
Yeah.
And every time he compliments it, it's like, listen, I'm biased, but mm-hmm. I think this is super cool.
Which is the right thing to do.
That's how you should do it.
And there's no problem with that.
Well, I think, and exactly, it's still a good review. Like, it's still like, oh, this is a cool product.
Yeah.
But I actually think it's illegal not to disclose it. I think Mark might be in some trouble with the what are we calling them now? The SEC, whoever that is?
I don't know.
FEC, who is it?
SEC. Or FTC.
United States Securities and Exchange Commission.
Yeah, he might be in trouble with them, actually. Like,
and,
actually.
And I feel like, to me, like, I'm not even, like, an avid watcher of channels like that, but every once in a while I want to learn about something, I will go to one of them for a review. And I know that, you know, like, I know they have rules and how they're, like, how some creators are more, you know, credible because of that. So I just, like, Mark has been on YouTube forever, just like us, longer than us, probably, right?
Oh, yeah, he's been
so
longer than us.
So it's just like, we all know that. Yeah, obviously, you know that. That's
I mean, it's been
not...
a huge, it's been a huge conversation for a long time.
Yeah.
He knows that. And he's worked with lots of sponsors. And sponsors who are, like, really high level, like, mainstream, who he's worked with, will be very, like, you got to disclose it up front. Mm-hmm. You have to disclose it this way, et cetera. You, go ahead, Tamara. You don't have to raise your hand.
Green Paper 5743 has now gifted a total of like 70 members.
Whoa! 70.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Talk about that Green Paper, baby. Let's go!
Oh my God! Wow! So generous. Thank you so much.
Green Paper. Let's get some Starbucks. Let's buy some Beast beverages. Thank you. That's so nice. but yeah, he knows better. And it doesn't even really lose a lot by disclosing it. That's the part that I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, when Linus Tech Tips does that with the laptops, I feel like it actually makes him more credible in a weird way.
Yeah,
because he
he's
put
on.
His
right.
money where...
It's actually not weird, yeah. It's
he
like he put
his
own money.
Yeah.
Like he really believes in the product.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, totally.
It's a miss. It's a miss. Unfortunately.
Well, when I first heard that he owns 8.5% of GoPro, I was like, wow, that's super impressive. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, but like, then it's not that he didn't disclose it. That'd be one thing. But this specific statement, went even further than not disclosing
GoPro.
It.
And I
he's like straight up just like is
that,
misleading.
One of the most.
He's like, I have no reason to lie about this.
Yeah.
It's like, why did you even have to go and say that?
Consistent lens glass manufacturers in history. I know this because I know a lot about the Minolta lenses. And I got to tell you, looking at the footage, it's not half. It's not one-tenth. Sometimes this footage looks better. I'm not blowing smoke.
This man put reverb on that shit, knowing he owed 8.5%.
Oh, I'm not paid to say that. I've been excited about this since I...
Come on now, bro.
He's wearing a shirt with a bunch of GoPros on it, right?
First saw
yeah,
teasers.
Yeah, he has a
it.
GoPro shirt and he's using a GoPro mic.
Sometimes this footage...
I was not paid in any way.
Yeah, right?
I'm changing my middle name to GoPro.
The GoPro shirt
looks better.
Oh, man, bad. it would have been so much better if he was just more explicit.
Yeah, it would have been totally fine.
Yeah.
Because obviously he really believes in the product to put so much of his own money into it.
It gets worse.
It does?
Yeah, it does.
Great.
It does get worse.
He could have totally said, like, I believe in this product so much that I'm putting $8 million of my own money.
Yeah.
His investing does line up with this new camera. They've never had a GoPro like this that has an interchangeable lens like this.
So that means he had insider info.
That was public knowledge, that camera. He's claiming when he saw this camera, that's when he invested.
Yes.
The question about insider info comes up when you find out that following... following the announcement, GoPro stock, hold on, August 27th, he put out this video.
Then August 30th,
3 days later,
comes out.
This Bloomberg article comes out that he's associated.
And that causes the stock to rise.
Hold on, that couldn't have been the only reason the stock rise, because Markiplier.
Yeah, that's when it started,
yes,
but
it
September
is.
1st, yeah. Which is what you're trying to get at, the merger happened, and that's when...
what really happened
really
is that right before September 1st, 3 days ago, which was like, whatever, a mere few days after people found out he was
invested.
And I don't know when he bought it. Did he buy it just recently?
He bought it July 13th, or that's when he disclosed it. Became technically public knowledge August 20th, but people didn't know until August 30th.
So here's
that's
the thing. They merged. A huge merger was Starman Optical, a company with a large focus on AI, September 1st, and the merger earned Markiplier $15 million. So in like a week, he made $15 million from this merger.
I don't know if this is interesting too, but that the new camera came out on the 2nd.
Thank you.
The day after, September 2nd, the newest camera came out.
Wait, but I thought he invested because the camera was already out.
Yeah, no, they previewed it.
There's two versions of it. There's the first one came out in May.
Yeah.
So before his initial investment, and then the newest one came out September.
But I'm sure they must have promoted before.
Yeah,
it came
they promoted.
So it's
before.
Public knowledge that this camera is gonna come out, so.
Right?
Yeah. So he's.
But basically, the merger is the big thing for me, because it's like, if he knew that there was gonna be a merger, and then he pumped the stock, I don't know. It's just I feel like this is gonna be a big ethical.
Interesting.
I mean, he says he didn't know anything about the merger. Yeah. He said he's not that deep into it. So
yeah, you just happen to own. You just, I mean, I'd like to believe him, but you don't just fucking stumble upon owning 8.5% in a company.
I don't know enough because I've never been in that situation. But if you're the majority shareholder, which is what I'm understanding,
he's
right?
He's the single largest individual shareholder.
So, no, second after the owner.
Or second,
right.
Okay. Oh. So wouldn't a decision like that will get you notified? Like, wouldn't they notify you about a decision
that? It depends
as
what
a
type,
big shareholder.
It depends what type of shareholder you are.
Okay.
So there's two types, and that's why you have to file.
Okay.
There's one that is active in decisions and inner knowledge, and so therefore you have to disclose it because there's certain ways that you interact and trade and buy and sell it, which would be unfair. You could have insider information.
Okay.
And then there's another one where you say, I'm just passive. I don't have anything to do with it, and I just own the stock, and I don't have any insider information or any association with the company at all.
And beyond that's what Mark
owns. And he filed
but
that one.
He did not file any of them.
He filed the passive one.
But after?
Before the merger. But only a few days, like, before.
Mm-hmm. But so that's problematic,
right? It wasn't a few days before. He filed the 13th, became public knowledge the 20th. Well, it was officially filed the 20th, August 20th, then public knowledge the 30th. So
yeah,
it wasn't like a few days. It was like at least a month and a half.
Okay.
He probably did it by the book. He bought it and then filed it. And then a little bit later, it became public. Because people aren't, like, digging for this constantly.
So with him being that passive type, it's possible that he didn't know?
I think my personal opinion is that he got lucky. Mm. But also, this stock rise didn't happen because he reviewed a product. And it didn't happen because of the merger. It happened because people got so hyped to hear that he owned so much.
Yeah.
And then not only his fans, but also, like, just random people from the internet that know of him bought the stock, and that's what made it skyrocket. And that's, in my opinion, also what makes him lucky, because if his stock went up because of his review,
that would have been
and people
shady,
didn't know that
right?
he owned, yeah, because then that'd be kind of fucked up. He's reviewing this positively and his stock goes up, but that didn't really happen. The only time it went up was when the fact that he owned it became public. So that makes him a bit lucky there, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. It does seem like lucky timing and not, I don't know.
Well, he explains himself.
It's hard to, I don't know,
show.
Who knows, right? Yeah, he explains himself.
First.
You were the first, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is, if it's not luck, he's in trouble.
But like, it's so stupid, like, you could have just disclosed it, like, nobody cares. Like, I don't think it would have mattered at all if you disclosed it.
No, I agree.
But also, he's way too, like, rich and successful and famous to not act this ignorant.
Yes.
About something so serious. Like,
that's my main
throwing
problem.
Around this much money and then be like, I'm just a small bean. I don't know how stock trading works.
Yeah.
Like, well, not real. Well, that's not really an acceptable answer at this scale, right?
No.
So, Mark went on Philly D to explain his side of the story. I'm surprised he didn't come on the Cream Filled podcast, but whatever.
This. I reach out to Markiplier, and among other things that we talked about, he explained, you know, why he thought that it was undervalued.
I figured that what the market cap said it was is undervalued simply by the name. They are literally the Kleenex of cameras, because people will colloquially call an action cam a GoPro, even if it's not that brand. So I just assumed from that alone they had value, but I knew that they were up to something. It seems horribly ignorant of me to say that I accidentally got to where I am, but there was no intention to get to this point where I have to submit paperwork and say, I am a blah, blah owner of this company.
Just unbelievably stupid. Like, I don't buy it. Because I don't buy the small bean argument.
Well,
he's not a small bean.
He's very savvy.
He's gotten a lot more rich after the movie, though. I think he stumbled upon a lot more like cash to throw around after the movie he made. I think he made like $60 million from it or some
shit.
But
he's very savvy.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense. Like, I don't buy that. And also, he has advisors. He's got people. Like, there's no reason for him to do the small bean argument. He's like, whoops, I accidentally own 10% of GoPro. I didn't know I had to tell anybody. But anyway, it's not up to me to decide. It's up to the government. You know?
Yeah.
I'd never done
and
that.
And they'll investigate and find out what actually happened, because I don't know what actually happened or if any laws were broken. I don't know. You know? Mark asked Brownlee, though, actually called Mark out for it.
Yeah.
Which I missed.
Mark asked Brownlee.
And Mark asks he's like very.
Mark like, has.
Well, he, other than speeding in school zones, which was a pretty funny thing. He's very like ethical with disclosures, and he takes this stuff very seriously because he's like a very respected tech reviewer.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this is not a line I see crossed very often, but to each their own. And MPKDH3 world. That's a huge call out because this guy doesn't talk shit about anybody.
Yes, he's just non-drama.
Yeah. So for him to actually put that out, that's I feel like a huge call out.
GoPro.
Yeah. GoPro. Right, Dan.
Before. It was just, you know, I really believed in it. And I was like, this seems like a good investment. And then I learned what a 13G was. And I'm like, oh, God, I have to file with the SEC. Oh, God.
And when you invested, I believe.
I don't like that.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Not buying that.
Yeah.
Did you file as like kind of a passive investor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 13G, 13D. 13G is passive with no intention of having influence over the company. 13D is like, I want to say in this. And it's like, I would rather stick as a 13G because, you know, I don't think you would even be able to say anything about the company if you're 13D and had like insider information.
And so Mark, he appears to believe at least to some degree in the company. He's used GoPro cameras for some of his YouTube videos. He shot the behind the scenes for his debut film Iron Lung on One. Right, he's clearly a fan of the company.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a pie in the sky optimist. No, they could have had it. It's like, look, they released their financials. You know, I definitely looked at it, but you know, sometimes you got to swing for the fences, and I think that this is an example of GoPro doing that with the Mission One. That is a swing for the fences. That's like going all out on a camera, and it actually is legitimately great.
Then also, while you had many, you know, excited by or amused by Markiplier, you know, throwing himself into the space like this, you also had the news of his investment rubbing some people the wrong way, and part of that reaction appears to be connected to how a few days ago, before this report came out that he was investing, and before. For the spike in the stock price, Markiplier put out a video hyping up GoPro's new camera. Right, it's called the ILS Mission 1. It's tiny. It's relatively or comparatively cheap, like $700 minus any extra equipment. And you've got GoPro marketing it as a cinema camera, suggesting that you could use it to shoot movies, which of course appeals to Markiplier now that he's a filmmaker. And so in this video, you had Mark comparing it favorably to the Red Komodo X, right, which costs $7,000 for the camera and thousands more for the lens and other equipment.
So this can shoot 6K resolution.
You click
that can
the next
shoot 8K.
Link.
And that can...
Mm-hmm.
You can click the next link if you want. I have all the interview parts timestamped.
Mark responds to Mark Cass.
I asked Mark what his reaction was to that. What's your reaction?
I don't know, actually. What is the line that's being crossed? I think for me, when I look at it,
come on.
I,
that's the biggest lie.
Like, maybe you didn't do anything wrong. And it was all just a mistake. But you understand the line that was crossed is that you fucking were promoting something you had a vested interest in and said you don't have a vested interest in it.
Yeah.
That's pretty obvious. Like, that's obvious.
You can't
say. It's like insulting how stupid
the review is bad. Like, that's not right. It's silly to say you don't understand.
And I don't know why you even lie about it, because it's like, if he disclosed it, it all would have been the same. Everything would have been fine.
Right. Yeah. And it tracks with that new camera. Like, he could have said, seeing that new camera, I was like, oh, this is very impressive. That's what made me want to invest.
Mm-hmm.
And still promoted it.
Yeah. Would have lost nothing. But I think the timing of his acquisition and also the big the timing of he bought the stock right before this big acquisition is also suggestive potentially. Well, so either he got extraordinarily lucky or he had insider information that made him a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, looking at the stock price, it's like bottoming out.
Yeah,
it's
so like, why would he all of a sudden magically decide to
like
buy
it? It's like lower than
ever. He Warren Buffett?
I mean, he's a filmmaker. I can see him like just being interested in buying in.
But like a week before this massive merger? That seems it was a month and a half before. I mean, that's essentially right before. Because these things take years.
Yeah.
It's just the timing is very suspect.
I think it's too stupid for him to do that.
I agree with you, actually.
I don't think he would trade with insider knowledge. I think he know how fucked up he can get from that.
I actually agree, but then it seems too stupid. But then the ad, what he did in that review seemed too stupid, too. But he did it. I don't know. I'm not quite sure what he's thinking.
That, at least, because he did put sponsored in that video, right?
Yeah, he has an explanation for it, which we'll get to, that he says that he put sponsor because at least that tells people that he's gaining something from it.
But in the review, he said he wasn't paid to do it.
Yeah.
I think he thought that was okay, at least. That's a smaller logical
leap. It's like conflicting.
It is a little bit conflicting, yeah.
It's very conflicting.
Yeah.
I believe very much in it, and I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is. The accessibility that opens up. I want more people to make movies. I want more people to make YouTube videos. I want more people to make content that looks really good, learning to build the skills to be YouTubers. I'm not going to be the YouTuber forever. And the more I saw about the camera, I'm like, oh, this is actually something that I can use. And there's an opportunity here for me to tell people about it because I think that it's a good entry point for cinematography that other companies just don't have. And a lot of people don't have access to. So the cinema market is a fundamentally different market from the action.
So I didn't really answer the question other than to say, like, I don't understand what I did wrong.
All he said is, I'm a saint.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed.
I did notice that. He's like, listen, all I want is for everybody.
I'm doing it for the next generation because I'm going to retire soon and I'm just looking out for you guys.
It's another apology fail because, like, if he just said, like, listen, I thought the sponsorship tag was enough. I fucked up. I should have disclosed it. Sorry, guys. And then everything would have been fine, I swear. But
yeah, you're right.
I think what it is, it's like YouTubers that are used to having children audience. It's like he's talking. He almost thinks he's still talking to children, but like, no. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You're talking to grown adults.
Like his audience is still pretty young. Still people like in the early 20s, I feel. He still has a relatively young audience. Obviously, people who are probably in their 30s still watch him.
There's some, there's a big range, I think. Hold on, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Let's see. Do we have access to the super chatties?
I believe, Love, do you have that? I don't, but he sent them
usually,
the other day.
Usually Dan sends like a doc with it.
Yeah, where did he send that yesterday? Was it in chat?
I think it was in Discord.
Okay, I'll just
Somewhere
try to
in
find
the Discord.
That. The H3H3 shop says that KET is sold out.
No way! Really?
Yeah. God. I'm seeing people in chat saying they were planning on visiting after the episode, but it sold out already.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
I love that version of the shirt. It looks cool.
Thank you. Sometimes when we do something, I'm not sure. So...
Okay.
It's cool to hear.
I got the donors. From Michael Grossman says, that's August 17. What the fuck? Hold on. From the bottom.
You got to go all the way to the bottom.
Yeah. Okay, I got it. So, September 4th, from High Warlock Army. Girly here. Diva cups are awesome. I use them. And yes, I have my IUD come out, but I still use them. They're so much better.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Nice. Joshua TK said, remember that semen retention guy video? I do remember that. Tatted by Georgie said, shout out Olive, I was watching the girls up this morning. Yes, I do be keeping secrets or whatever. Hey, girly.
Oh my god, love you, girl. I told this story yesterday that I picked up the phone the day that I came back before the episode ended. Before we did the app, and I was like, who is this? And it was tatted by Georgie, and I was like, girl, keep the secret, but I'm back.
Block Chickens donated $20. Said, Tamara and Olivia are the nicest people in the whole world. They're just as nice in real life as they are in TV. Shout out to the family.
Oh, my God. Oh, who said that?
Block Chicken.
Oh, my God. Block Chicken. We just met Block Chicken.
Kevin Adamtis.
Oh, that's Ethan.
I know. He's going to be my enemy now because I cannot pronounce. It's not personal. I just can't read. I might as well admit to it. I was the fake Vogue employee that I learned to love Ethan. Then I learned to love Ethan so much and couldn't go through with it. Oh, that's very sweet.
Hold on, AB.
Yep.
Hello, this is the H3 Podcast. How can we help you? Hello?
Rip.
Rip. Go ahead, AB.
Teef on my sack for $20 said, hey, Danny boy, 20-year-old union electrical apprentice here, and this show has been keeping me sane while working night shift at a data center. Maybe you're behind on the episodes, but Beach Boys are the shit. Shout out, Zach and Olivia.
Shout out.
Hello.
Oh, my God, who is this?
Oh, my God, who is this?
Is this you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I have so much to say. Right. Okay, first of all, obviously, am I on the show?
You are. We are live.
Oh my God. Yeah, okay, so I've been watching since, like, Frenemies. I was watching while Trisha, but I stayed for you guys.
Oh.
I just bought a mug. I'm so excited. I watched After Dark. I love Harley and Kate and David.
Me too.
But, like, he needs to stop interrupting all the time, but I love him anyway. And then, oh my God. Okay, so I get all of my information from you guys, obviously. Like, I don't have social media. Oh, also, I'm a financial analyst. I know you guys like to ask.
You do what?
I'm a financial analyst.
Oh my God. Wait, do you have an opinion on Markiplier, the story?
I mean, obviously he's a liar, yeah.
Okay.
Nothing other than that.
You think he just got lucky, though?
Work with Excel. Okay. But I need to hurry because y'all are going to hang up on me soon.
Okay, go ahead.
My most important thing is please, 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 please talk about Eel Pit. Please.
Okay.
Like, I'm begging.
We'll do it at the end of this episode.
Yeah. No, like, I actually want it so bad. Like,
we ain't doing that.
I get all my information from you guys, and, like, I am shaking talking right now.
Well, thank you for watching.
You might want to diversify a little bit.
You need a diverse diet of where you get your news, if you haven't heard.
I obviously have an opinion on, like, everything you guys have to say, but for the most part, I don't have social media, so I just watch you guys.
Shout out. No social media.
Shout out.
It's such a green flag these days.
Yeah, I deleted it, like, a year ago, and I haven't even thought about it since, honestly.
Amazing. All right.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, so, I love you guys.
This frap, by the way, is really, really good. It's mocha cookie frap.
Nice. I want to try it, but I don't want to get Ethan's
germs. You want to try mine?
No, it's okay.
Are you sure? Okay, if you change your mind, it's a pretty big mocha cookie frap.
Kimberly Wright, longtime viewer, first time chatter. Zach, please look into the first Ghost Hunters video, Soundbite Potential, where everyone chants Nate and Zach because the ghost name was coincidentally Nate before he even existed. Could be useful and funny. You got that, Zach?
Oh, interesting.
I'll look into it.
Thank you. For $20 from Brandon Montaigne. I'm not going to try to pronounce that. Happy Friday, family. Amazing merch, as always, for the H3 Podcast. I have every single shirt you've ever released so far.
Oh,
also,
my
girlfriend loves the H3 merch out of all my shirts and says all of them make me look thin.
Oh.
How sweet.
That's so awesome.
This is from Nate. You girlies were so nice on that call. Thank you so much. Oh, we read
Good
that.
Good night. That shout out, okay. My bestie.
Yeah, shout out.
Okay, I press one thing on this document, and it just, like, catapults me to the other side of it.
Oh, no.
Okay, so from Biscotti Jones, Mark a liar, they said. From Danny for $10. Hi, fam from Ohio. Happy Friday, and shout out to Tamara. Oh, it's true. She's a sweetie IRL.
Shout out, Ohio.
Maximilian for $50. So would you rather watch a movie about September 11th, directed by Michael Bay, or watch a movie about the Shoah, directed by Candace Owens?
The Holocaust.
Yeah, I'm going to pass that question off to you guys.
What do you guys think? Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, let us know in the comments.
Probably the 9/11 one.
9/11 one? From Unsocialized, every girl has lost grip on their cup and gotten all over the bathroom walls, or is that just me?
What?
You see, that's another fear. Is this slippery?
No way.
Imagine how slippery it would be. And especially if, like, oh my god, imagine an accident happening, like, in a public restroom. But I guess that's just the thing. That's the thing about being a woman anyway. Like, you could have a period mishap no matter what. And it's normal and beautiful. And it can also be totally inconvenient and gross a little bit. Funny accident. We're very diverse. We're very, very diverse as women. Multifaceted.
Hey, Gabe, how you doing, dude?
I'm doing great.
Yes.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Hanging out.
How's space, dude?
What happened?
How's space?
Space is awesome. It's like I'm on vacation into nothing.
If you had to explain what nothingness is, how could you explain that?
I think nothingness is just, it's just black, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what space is.
Vacation to nothingness.
Yeah.
It's quite awesome. Poetic.
You're just floating, dude.
Yeah.
Just floating into just peace. Mm-hmm. Peace.
Are you going anywhere? Or are you just hanging out?
Just hanging out.
Huh.
Show. From Johnny Garza says, reverb and delay to Gabe's mic if possible.
That's something that'll take a little work. It's not going to happen today.
If anyone else wants to maybe donate money to tell Zach how to do his job, feel free.
Yeah, right.
I'm just kidding. I'm not. Catherine Miller for $10 says, love you girls. Aw.
Aw, thank you.
Love you.
Cameron McKinnon said, Tamara better not ever say she's ugly again or I'm going to act up.
Oh my God.
Olivia, back me up.
So maybe you're all cut up, baby.
Also, oh, that's from yesterday.
Also, I'll back you up again because I remember.
Yeah,
and then we
had a discussion.
We were like,
about
wait, what does act up mean in reference to this? But yeah, totally agree. Tomorrow's beautiful.
That means it's time for another call.
Oh.
Let's see what we got. Oh.
Hello, speak quickly.
Speak quickly.
Hello?
We're so blessed here.
Oh, pretty.
Anywho, what you got there?
A brekkie burrito.
Brekkie burrito?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, does anyone want to comment on this? Isn't this the same exact cooler that we already tried, love?
I don't know what cooler you're talking about.
Remember they tried all those new drinks, then we ordered a bunch of them?
That was McDonald's.
That
was McDonald's.
Yes, sir.
So what do you think about this? Did anyone else get the Beast beverage? You got it, Gabe. What do you think?
I think it's good. It's like, it's a strawberry. It's sweet, but kind of refreshing.
There it is.
Have you had those McDonald's coolers, Gabe? Like the Dirty Dr. Pepper and shit like that?
I haven't tried those yet, but is it good?
It's all right.
It's good. It's good.
I really like it.
But doesn't this taste just like it? Or you didn't try one?
Well, I know exactly how to eat. All the refreshers taste the same. You're right. It's like slightly less sweet, I'm guessing. And then,
yeah,
fucking fruit.
Can they make that with zero sugar?
There is like very little sugar in there.
Yeah,
my tongue is like... Do you guys get when you drink cold stuff, your tongue becomes weird and you can't talk?
No.
It's me.
Like a film over it, you mean?
No, it's like it gets too cold.
No, I guess not.
I don't think so.
Must be a Swedish thing.
Swedish thing.
Anyway, where were we? Mark Pro says, so he responded to...
then we saw that we're on B.
Yeah, B. Here he says GoPro didn't even know he was an investor, which, again, just feels a little bit silly to me to try to claim.
I asked Mark what his reaction was to that, and what's your reaction?
I don't know, actually. What is the line that's being crossed? Okay. I think for me, when I look at it, I believe very much in it, and I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is.
Is this the right link? Access- is this the same one?
I don't think so, sorry.
Oh. Should I just skip forward a little
bit? That opens up. I want more people to make the good companies just don't have market from the action camera market. And it's one that those other companies don't have. And not many cameras do. And no camera does at this price point where it's actually like in the cinema camera style. This opens up a lot of possibilities for a lot of people. So me knowing cameras and knowing, the right link, you know, where it's point. Useful, I'm like, oh, that is actually that's actually valuable.
Ultimately though, well, here,
know who's buying it until about, I don't even know if GoPro was aware that I was an investor, because it's like that's just filed with the SEC. Apparently when you buy stocks, the company doesn't know who's buying it until they publicly disclose through one of those forms.
And then he also added that he used what tools were available to let people,
so he's saying he never disclosed it through a form. He's saying GoPro didn't know
until it's publicly disclosed on the forums. He's saying they didn't know.
So, but I'm saying he never, whatever form he was supposed to fill out, he didn't do it.
He did.
But then GoPro would know that he owned it.
Once the paper was out, which is when but everybody learned about it.
What point is he making?
I guess that people would think that they already knew before the paper was filed, like when he was actually buying the stock.
Okay.
People know that there was some sort of money element for him here.
But I've said sponsorship from the beginning because I wanted to imply that I had some monetary gain behind it. I do not know the exact rules for with which I need to disclose. And I want to make that very clear. I asked the lawyers and they said there was no need to do that. But I put sponsorship anyway in there because I wanted to imply that I had a financial gain to
it. But then in the video you said they didn't pay you and you have no financial gain in doing it. So I don't know. He's like, you're doing it both ways here a little bit.
Did he say no financial gain?
Or did he says, I was not paid to say this, or I wasn't.
He's saying, I'm not paid to say this.
Yeah. What's that?
I said it could also just be hyperbole, where he would say regardless of getting paid, right?
You can't claim hyperbole when you're actually owning 10% of the company.
True.
I don't really give a fuck one way or the other. I mean, this is all something he's going to have to argue to regulators, who I assume will be interested in this because they seem pretty, like, bullish on this type of stuff.
I don't know. Is that Department of the Government still around?
I don't know.
Because Trump is, like, going crazy with that shit.
Honestly, who knows?
Like, I genuinely don't think that's a thing anymore. You tell
them why jail. I know Martha Stewart went to jail.
Yeah.
Martha Plyer?
Maybe it's Martha Plyer. Maybe he'll be in the same jail cell as Martha Plyer. But he can do an album with Snoop Dogg and stuff after. Be gangster.
Trump has nearly tripled his net worth the second term.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
He's very lucky.
Yeah, just like Markiplier.
He's just very lucky trades.
Awesome. Player adding that while there was a risk that he could lose his money here, there was also a chance that this could open the door to more people making cool content, so it was a risk he said he was willing to take on. And you also had him saying that even though the filing went through before his video about the ILS went live, it wasn't something that GoPro asked him to make or even knew about.
I don't even know if GoPro was aware that I was in.
So wait, I saw this.
GoPro.
Mark says he said GoPro was a sponsor, disclosed he had monetary gain. We saw that. Mark says he had no idea about the merger or insider knowledge regarding. Let me click that.
The only thing, I never spoke to anyone higher up at GoPro, never talked to Nick, had no idea about this happening. It is just such a hilarious coincidence that all this happens right at the same time. I don't know what the financial situation was that necessitated this and the urgency thereof. I don't know if Nick Woodman was in the shower this morning looking at the stock prices, biting a towel and crying, you know, just like, was I too early on this?
But then even beyond that, the money, true. There was other
stuff. Because they sold the company based on the old stock price, and then right before the deal went through, the stock price tripled. Mm. That has to be so fucking annoying and stuff.
Well, the stock price went up as a result of the merger, though. No,
no, it went up because it got announced that Markiplier was owned 8%.
It started to go up then. It skyrocketed after the merger.
Yeah, I would guess the biggest one came from announcement of the merger.
Yeah,
most of the increase I thought came because of the announcement that
most of it came from the merger. You could check their stock prices. September 1st is when there's a huge spike.
Like, I don't think people. Savvy traders don't buy stock because Markiplier owns some. They would because there's a merger with the big AI company, I would guess.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it had gone from $60 or $0.6 to $0.3 before September 1st. So that's a doubling almost.
Yeah.
Just him announcing it.
And then when the merger was announced?
It went up to 0.7.
Are you laughing because I'm slurping? Yes. I gotta stop. I'm throwing that out.
No. I'm enjoying my mocha cookie crumble thing too. I was like waiting to say, isn't this wrap so good, Ethan? I was waiting just by my slurping. Window. And then, yeah, it was a perfect time.
Yeah.
It is good.
It was the merger because really of is. The government contracts. Vista just said in chat. But yeah, I was seeing that too. GoPro's getting to military tech.
Yeah, so. Oh, yeah, that was the other part of the announcement, that they're getting into, like, aerospace defense contracting. Now, that's a good reason for the stock to go up.
Right.
Because that's where infinite money glitch.
No more big government.
Like, no offense to Mark. I don't think he's fucking making stock of GoPro go up by 5 times or whatever.
I was the...
I think he did, though.
What do you... But...
He did cause. He most likely did cause people to buy it, like especially his fans.
He doubled the stock price.
Yeah, but
which is crazy.
No, he did. He did affect it. Yes, yeah. But not the whole thing.
No, it went up to more after the merger. It went up like 40% more after the merger.
Stuff to talk about, because GoPro also said that they're moving into the AI space with this merger, and more specifically, the large and rapidly growing market for AI infrastructure and optical transceivers. And with this, I went on to explain the reported plans to Mark, who appeared to
be... Which is kind of funny. So, Mark, how do you enjoy being in military contracting? That's funny.
We are receiving this information for the first time. This Engadget article is now saying GoPro is also planning to push into defense, government, robotics, and aerospace sectors, bolstered by the combined company's IP, optics, and imaging. You might be part defense contractor now.
Uh-oh. You know, as someone who went to engineering school, it's like that's where a lot of engineers reluctantly end up working for some part of the military industrial complex. And somehow I've escaped engineering school and circled right back into it. I want to hold on just because I want to believe that the cameras will still continue. That's what I think was important for this year, especially in terms of independent filmmaking and people.
They're like, we just got reports that GoPros are being put on unmanned drones that are blowing up weddings in Iran. He's like, I'm holding on for the cameras. No, I'm kidding, by the way. I don't think he knows anything about that.
Well, this would be good for the Jimmy Beast defense contracting merger. You got a Feastables F-18.
True.
With a Markiplier GoPro on there.
True, bro.
And every pilot gets a Feastables Diva Cup.
Hell yeah.
If I saw a Mr. Beast Feastables fucking jet coming at me, I'd just say fucking kill me.
Dude, Mr. Beast
end it.
F-35s. That's sick.
That's going to be in Top Gun 3.
B-52s. Mr. Beast B-52s dropping Mr. Beast Bunker Busters. That's awesome.
Getting started into it. I hope that the cameras continue.
And so for now, we're going to have to wait to see what happens, right? The company is still going to remain.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm giving them a hard time. I don't really know what happened because obviously...
Bad!
It's all behind... what he says, and the timing is obviously weird and suspicious and unfortunate for him if he is telling the truth, right? Because it's a little sussy baka, as they say.
I was the first!
But I guess someone's probably going to look into it, maybe. I don't know. We don't know.
Go pro.
They might not. Mark then went live on his channel to discuss the situation further. Mark said he started the FCC paperwork to disclose ownership July 23rd, but took longer for reasons he can't discuss, and says he had no insider knowledge.
The God light's on.
Public disclosure of ownership.
Oh.
I started that process July 23rd, right? It just took a long time to get there. I can't go into the details of exactly why, but it took a long time to get there. But I started. The music makes it seem so much more intense. I bet it does. I bet it does. Yes. And I know a lot of you might, this might be going over your head, but it is important to talk about. I know it's like.
This might be going over your heads.
Go, probe.
But it's important for me to talk about.
I was.
Listen, if I'm Mark, I would just get a lawyer. I would get like a, maybe like.
Criminal Let's go.
Defense lawyer, maybe? I don't know.
Let's go.
It looks like you were. Charging up a little Kamehameha right there.
Here, I'm sending Mark a good lawyer. Come on, Mark. May you find a good Jewish lawyer.
It's the Shabbat Shalom ball.
The Friday Shabbat Jewish lawyer ball. Mark says he did not buy GoPro stock for financial gain. That's of course not. That's famously why. That's famously why people buy stock, is not to make money.
Go.
Have you ever bought stock because you didn't care about money?
Losing money costs you nothing.
I would
exactly. In the words of Benny Johnson. Really true.
Withdraw my investment into this. If GoPro as a company was no longer going to focus on making the tools that I think are valuable for people to learn and create movies, if they stop making cameras or start making flock-based cameras, I am out. 100%. But right now, especially because I'm like, this is not, I am not doing anything for personal financial gain here, because even if I was trying to pump it up to that anything, this would never be a more valuable thing than my audience. And my audience has to be the thing that I am trying to protect the most.
That's a fair point. I actually believe him in that. That's why I'm so confused by the whole thing. That's why I'm so confused. But I do believe him that he thinks that, you know what I mean?
Right? It has to be. And I know this is probably a lot of information.
It's a lot of information, guys. It might be overwhelming and a little over your head. So just take it from me, Markiplier. I don't care about money. I just like cameras and helping people.
I hope that it's landing, right? This is mostly for other people that are going to click on this and see GoPro update. He's talking about clips that get made out of this, but I want to be really clear.
This guy really buried the GoPro update under Five Nights at Freddy's. Five Nights at Freddy's and GoPro update? This man is still playing Five Nights at Freddy's in 2026, September.
I feel like he was playing that when we first started YouTube.
Yes. I think that was his big blow up.
Yeah. Right.
I actually just watched that movie for the first time, like a few weeks ago.
I've seen Freddy Got Fingered. I didn't think it was that good.
That's a different.
Oh, is that different?
That's different. Made by the same people as the Scooby Doo people.
Okay. Is that Tom Green?
Yeah.
Is that
Tom Green? Freddy Got Fingered. I think that came out a while ago.
That's a real film?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a Tom Green movie. I don't know. That might be going over your head.
It's kind of old
head stuff there.
He also had, what, Eight-Legged Freaks? Was that another Tom Green movie?
That I don't remember. Is it good, by the way? His, what? Five Nights at Freddy's. Is that a good movie?
It was pretty good. It was a lot scarier than I thought it would be.
I thought the game was scary. I never got into it.
The game, I can't even play because it's so scary.
Same.
Yeah.
But a lot of YouTubers got very famous playing that game.
Oh, my God. Good for Markiplier.
I think even Jacksepticeye and Markiplier and all those guys became huge off that game.
I think Jacksepticeye was before Five Nights at Freddy's.
I think PewDiePie
got famous off, like, Amnesia and all that.
But he was still juicing it, though, for sure.
Wait, I thought Mark was before Septiceye. What a crazy name, by the way. Jack Pinkeye?
Septiceye.
Septic Eye.
What's his name's not even gorgeous. Jack. You know that? It's Sean.
Mm-hmm. It sounds Jack. I only know that.
It does sound, but when you think about it, he's saying his eye has septic. It's like an eye with pink eye. That's like his logo.
I only know that's his real name, Nate, because I met him and I went to the bathroom and I looked it up. I'm like, what's Jack Septic Eye's real name?
Where'd you meet him?
With my boy Ian Idubs. Where were we at? We were at someone's house and I met him there. He was really nice. But he introduced himself as Sean and I went in the bathroom. I'm like, what's his name? What's Jack Septic? Because I was like, I could swear that's him.
Wait, look, Septic Eye not being his given name is like actually like gagging me.
That's
right.
Look, this is his logo. It's Septic Eye.
You thought that was his name?
I thought that was his given
that's
name.
So funny.
I
didn't even he's talking about pink eye.
It like I didn't
my
put
boy
the
got
words
poo-poo.
Together.
He put poo-poo in his eyeball.
It was just like a cool sound.
I agree it's a cool sound, but he got poo-poo in his eyeball.
Right, I had no idea there was a meaning. I don't like it anymore.
Jack Poo-Poo Eyeball. Yeah, why is he even fronting like his name's Jack? Sean Poo-Poo Eyeball.
Sean Septic Eye sounds awful, in my opinion. Jack.
Jack it off.
It sounds
Jack
great.
Jack it off.
My number one.
Enough with all the GoPro nonsense. I want to watch this man play Five Nights at Five Got Freddy Got Fingered.
Although gameplay has copyrighted music, so you can't.
Rape bastard.
Man.
The piss meter.
The most sus thing to me about this whole thing is I fucking hate GoPros. I have never had a good experience. Dan feels the same way. We're always complaining about the GoPros. Olivia asked to use a GoPro earlier this week, and one of them, it's not working. Just not fucking working.
Interesting.
Right here. Thank you so much for letting me
use listen,
it.
There's a reason that Mark bought it, the stock was like, at one point they were valued in like the billions of dollars, and their company was just like in the depths of stock hell. They were threatened of being unlisted because their company was just doing so bad. The Markiplier, who's a small bean and doesn't know anything about trading, and he's not doing it to get money, and he has no insider information, and he's just a little Markiplier who just wants to do it because he loves people and he wants people to make more YouTube videos. Just happened to magically invest like whatever $5 million and then make $15 million the next. I'm just saying the timing sucks if you're not if you're being upfront about everything.
Yeah. Like competitors like DJI and Insta360, they came out with their first iteration of a similar camera. And in my experience at the DJI one, their first iteration was far superior.
DJI is mocking the hell out of GoPro.
And like they've been doing this for so long.
Well, there you go. That's probably why there's socks on the shits. Mm-hmm. And it's like there's so many hedge funds who are like doing mega deep level of research on all these companies looking for undervalued stocks, and Markiplier, small bean Markiplier, just happens to swoop in and put money where nobody else is daring to put money on this failing stock. Just Markiplier, one little small bean against the world. Nobody else saw this opportunity but him.
He was
the first one.
The first.
He was the first one.
Person.
The first person to see that this stock was undervalued.
Bad!
Bad. Let's see what this is, though. So there's a piss meter, and then there's like a little thing behind. What is this game?
It's mimicking Five Nights at Freddy's, but with a toilet.
Oh, okay. So instead of looking at the screen, you're peeing?
Yeah.
And then you have to look behind you?
I guess.
Wow. You did it. You did it, Mark. I'm so glad he's still playing this. Not great.
It might be kind of genius because it could potentially funnel like a whole new generation of younger viewers. Like, because a lot of YouTubers, like their audience grows out or grows older. But keep playing Five Nights at Freddy's.
Keep them coming. There was some weird thing in the algorithm, though. I remember back in the day. If you just played the right game at the right time, YouTube was like, I'm sending every single person alive into your video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gabe, what's going on? What's your favorite YouTube channel?
Well, I watch any sports and stuff, like 5-minute clips and stuff, or like old like commercials or like shows like in the 80s, 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
You watch that on YouTube?
Yeah.
How do you think the Yanks are going to do? You think they're going to go to the postseason?
I'll pray for it. I'm going to pray for it. They make it to the World Series.
You're praying for it? Do you believe in God?
I sure do.
Do you believe God is a Yankees fan?
I hope so. I hope God goes for the Yankees.
I always heard God's was more of a Cubs fan, but I don't know anything about
They are, yeah. God is a Cubs fan.
Okay.
I don't know anything about God or sports, to be honest. So don't take my word for it. Here's Markiplier's final statement on it.
Did not know that. And if I did, do you think I would be okay with the company that's buying it? Right? I don't even remember the real name of it, but it has something to do with, like, defense and AI data centers. And it's like, oh,
yeah, and I mean, he has a good point. He was the first person to sound the alarms on AI. So I actually believe him, which is why this whole thing's so confusing.
I invested because I like this camera. I invested because I believed that the camera was going to be good for people. I believed that this camera and this one here was going to be a tool that people could use. That's why I believed in it, and that's what I did.
I believe and him.
I believe him too, because I mean he's super successful. He has all he has tons of money. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need to do this, but I've just the timing is very strange.
He just had like the most success he's ever seen before because of that movie. Like this is so not something he had to even step foot in.
I agree.
It feels like it has to have been an accident.
I want
to. It makes no sense if it did.
I want to like test that camera. I feel like that's going to be the deciding factor for me. Yeah, like if it like is completely different than previous GoPros, then I'd be like, okay, maybe.
If it sucks, then what?
If it sucks, then I think he's full of shit.
Yeah.
Completely full of shit. If there's a camera with that, you know, that size, that form factor that can do everything that he's saying that works really well, that is like a dream come true. But yeah.
How do we test it?
You give me $700 and I go buy it.
It's only 700 bucks?
Yeah. It's like, let's see.
You test the camera, I'll read the Beast book.
Is it the Mission One?
Honestly, though, somebody's got to read that book.
Oh, Books on the ground. I've already decided.
Okay, good girl. Good.
Thanks, girl.
Come up, girl.
Thanks, girl.
Not good girl. That's weird.
What is the camera called?
Oh, it's good. It's
without a lens. It's 700. Yeah, it's the Pro ILS.
But you need a lens. Mm-hmm. Do you need a GoPro lens, or you could just swap in any lens?
So that's the new thing about this one. What kind of lens does it take? Let me see.
GoPro.
I'll keep playing this to me.
Well, I get it. It looks bad. I did not know about it at all. There was no knowledge from me. And if I had any.
It is pretty hilariously and unfortunate if this was all just a big accident. But I mean, well, also not. He's going to make like a shitload of money basically in like 3 days' work. He's going to make like $15 million in 3 days' work. And if he did nothing wrong, then he just shows it and everything's fine. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares, you know. There is, though, the one thing that I don't think he can get his way around was that review where he's like, I have no financial – I'm not being paid to say this camera's awesome. That was the one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Knowledge of it.
Which is, you know, not great.
I wouldn't even be remotely close to this. So – that is the clarifying information that if people want to know more about that, no, I did not know about it. And also people saying that if you pumped, I would.
My nose hurts so bad. Aww. I have like a cut in my nose up in the top and it's so painful.
You know what would help so much with that?
Moisturizer?
The nipple cream.
Oh, the nip. That is maybe what I need.
I think I might even have. I use it for, if anybody doesn't know, I use, when I was on Accutane, the only thing that helped heal my skin was nipple cream for breastfeeding mothers.
Oh, my gosh.
I have it. Safer baby relief for mom.
Ah. Here, just hover it because I don't want to touch it. Here, put it in my phone. I just don't want you to touch it on me. That's fair. I know you're all about. We got to get a Lionel Lil sponsorship for you.
Oh, literally?
We know we need Mr. Beast Lionel Lil.
No, thank you.
I bet Beast can do it.
I personally.
Put it in my nose?
Yes. Yeah. I put it at my.
Ah, it's so painful. Oh my god.
That product reminds me of breastfeeding, so I hate it. I have a negative relationship with that product.
Did it work?
Did not for me.
Oh my god, it's so painful, the inside of my nose.
And it stained my shirts.
It is very greasy.
It's very greasy and, like, it doesn't come off in the wash.
Really? Because mm-hmm. it's, like, oil.
That's yeah. why it's so good. Damn.
That is why it's so good.
But
I will
what are
say.
You supposed to wear?
Nipples.
Just...
Nipple cloth.
Are you you picking a lot? Like, no joke aside.
No.
Are you picking a lot?
No, no. It's from... I don't know how I got the cut, but... So there's, like, a scab there.
Mm.
And I have removed the scab. Mm. And every time I remove it, it just gets more painful.
Don't remove it.
Okay, well,
that's
let me probably, know.
That's the key, right?
Yeah, that is the key. Yeah.
Let me know if it helps.
Do you want
all.
Me to keep the Thank camera you, off you? It looks like you're picking your nose.
No, I'm just... I'm guys, it's not weird. I'm just putting I don't know nipple
I
cream.
I want a nut on her face.
I just want a nut on her... Why do you say that?
My God.
Anyway.
You need more lean, dude. This will cure all the problems.
I have a new bottle.
Happy weekend.
And I've got... Are we... Do we have a long weekend this weekend?
Labor Day.
Yes, When's sir. Labor Day?
Monday.
We're not doing Monday?
Nah.
Nah.
Love says we have Monday off.
Yeah. You, well, actually, I'm saying it because you said it.
I said it?
Yeah, we have Monday off.
That makes
off.
Sense. We usually take that day off. Well, then that's a good time to get that... My trip... Start tripping balls on my triptazine.
Fuck yeah, dude. Put on a jumpsuit.
Is that what it's called? Triptazine?
Trimethazine.
Trimethazine.
You should make us...
Promethazine.
Promethazine.
Should I?
Yeah.
Sipping on lean and juice.
Huh.
Bonus experience weekend in EverQuest. It's true.
Well, don't start until you're tripping, bro.
Should I stream?
Yeah.
Just get all fucking leaned out? I'll be like yeah. this on stream?
Yeah.
Because apparently it makes you lean. That's why they call it that, right? It'll be like this.
I didn't know that's why they call it that.
I didn't know that either.
I think that's why they call it lean, because it makes you lean.
Lean and stream.
I just sent a meme someone made.
Why do they call it lean? Because it's a sedative, right. yeah. and it can cause a person to slouch or lean over.
That
yeah.
makes sense, yeah. That's like people call...
Bro, I have so much more street knowledge than you guys. No, like,
do you want to... I know about the fentanyl fold.
What's that?
Oh, that's oh, when you're yeah, using and, just, and you fold forward. Yeah. I know about that. I feel like that's equivalent a bit.
That Fetty Wops.
I just sent a meme that someone posted in the Reddit that made me laugh.
Is it about lean?
Yes, it is.
Let's go. Let's go right now. Mike from PA suspended. Not what you sent, but still good news.
No, I sent above that.
Mike from PA should be not. He should be sent to the. He should be investigated by fucking FBI, bro. He should be permanently banned. He should be on Rumble with the rest of the degenerate weirdos. I haven't even talked about it. You guys don't know what I'm talking about. Let's talk about lean. Ethan rolling up at the function with the purple drink. That's a lot of drink, bro.
Too much.
Look happy, though, eh?
You do with your purple drink.
Standing up straight with it.
Yeah, you're not leaning yet.
Mm-mm.
No, not yet.
That bottle's not uncracked. Yeah. Mm. Mm. You ready for this bonus experience weekend?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Ready? Mm. We got that purple drink. Pop the cap
oh
off. Put it in the cup. Kick it back. Your hat's off. I put my feet up because I got my feet up. My pants are off because I got it down and then what did to do? I lean in with the green in. They call the purple drink, but I even drink it if it's green or yellow. Or anything. My own doctor give it to me. He says it's time to drink.
Yo.
I don't know. Sorry. I'm going to button that.
Yo.
No.
I was just surprised when you started. I didn't realize we were gonna. It was like a musical.
It's drink time, baby. Zach knows what to do. Yo,
you want me to hop in?
Yeah, you got a verse.
Did you?
Zach's got a verse.
My name is EK. I'm on EverQuest, up in your face, going Whoa. Boom. I'm popping. Purple and drinking the scissor. Y'all Whoa. In your face makes me some pancakes. We're pizzer.
Whoa.
We're going down, we're going up because I'm drank. My name is EK and EverQuest going clank, clank, clank. Yeah. Gilding up in the face because I got my crew on. Nate, take me to space.
Hey.
Go, Nate. Your turn for a drop of verse.
Nah.
Come on, bro.
Go. Nah, I'm not going to do it. That's what he said. Until the purple drink hit his head. Then all of a sudden, Nate's got so much to say. And all of a sudden, I can't pay him to go away. Nate, what's the problem with you? I got that all purple drink. You don't want to drink because I'm a Jew?
Oh.
Oh, that, guess what? You don't like me? Well, I hate you too. Let's get that drink on.
Oh.
Sorry. I'm excited, bro. You ready to lean this weekend?
Oh, that thing is disappearing.
I had such a good time on it. Why would you want to get rid of it? Markiplier, GoPro.
Was just trying to pump and dump. Number one, I wasn't the one pumping. Like I said, any time.
You did pump.
I have to be extremely careful about what I say and how I say it. Because anything I say, I'm at a point and it's unfortunate. Like it's like this other threshold back when I was first starting YouTube. Like I had these thresholds where I realized, oh, I am becoming increasingly more distant from the people that are watching my channel. I have to be careful about what I say because there is this unseen consequence from that happening. There's so many other things that can go out from there. There's people that will take advantage of that. There were people who try to use that, or people will be misled for that. So I have to be extremely careful about the information that comes through. But there's other people that will gladly use information like that that want to be on top of the news of an article that came out Sunday evening, which I had no control over the release of.
Okay, Five Nights at Freddy boy, just play the game. Piss in the toilet. Anyway, I don't really know, but it's interesting. And the timing is certainly fascinating. I think the bottom line is, AB, we got to try the camera.
Yeah, I think it's just, it's so weird if I send you the product page. But it has, like, one for $500, $600, and $700. And the $700 one has the interchangeable lenses. These are all the same camera, essentially.
But do you need the...
I don't think I need that then. Just the basic one.
Well, the 700 one's the one he's promoting.
Okay, I need $700.
We need two.
No.
Let's see here. 500, 600. Yo, the 700 one's not even on sale. What the fuck?
But the 700 one doesn't come with the lens. I'm not sure exactly what lens. It says micro four thirds, but...
So does it need a lens?
Yeah.
So then what lens? How much lenses are
that's
expensive?
What I'm saying. I don't know. Wait. Let's see.
B&H might have a deal.
I don't shop with them. I'm just kidding. They're actually a great store. what else we got here? A Mike from PA, great guy. He's done death threats on me before. He said I wouldn't stop until I was bloodied in the corner of my mouth or something like that.
Jew is not a fucking ethnic.
And then he famously said that Jew...
This demonic ethnicity.
It's a demonic ethnicity. Very chill, very cool guy. Friend of Hassan.
This constructed ethnicity.
Has been on Hassan's show since saying Jew is a demonic ethnicity. he sent a death threat against our friend of the show, Hutch. Let's see here. It looks like he finally got suspended, which this happened like several days ago, and everyone was like, wow, really? Here's a little callback. Here he is talking about Hutch. This isn't a callback. This is what just happened.
Because he's stupid!
And by the way, the reaction, Hutch is like the most, and I don't mean this as an insult, but like, I want to say like milquetoast liberal. Like he is not provocative. He is very reasonable, I don't know. He's not an offensive guy, right? And I just don't know why Mike is... This guy has really... It's unregulated. You know?
He can't explain it because he's stupid. He's fundamentally stupid.
Well, listen.
In such a deep way that I think that hatred doesn't begin to describe how you should feel toward this person. Antipathy. Apoplexy. I don't understand.
Suck my
hysteria.
Whole fucking dick. God, he's so... I'm sorry. He's so fucking cringe, man. He's such like a... I don't know how to describe it, like a mama's boy. Like he loves just like... go ahead. I want to hear more words.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. To me, it's just so
vile. I don't know how you run your mouth at all while you look like that.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like Hagrid's been hitting the lean.
Bro, for real. For real. Except Little, too. Little Hagrid's been hitting the lane for sure.
Well, I gotta say, nailing the hysteria part.
Yeah.
Exists in the dictionary for how much antipathy, malevolence, malice, hatred, just the way you should feel towards this person. There is, in ancient Rome, it would declare someone an enemy.
Oh, good. I'm glad he fixed his mustache hair. He looks much more presentable now.
Antipathy, malevolence, malice, hatred, just the way you should feel towards this person. There is an ancient...
Oh, yeah. He's much more presentable now. He's like, mm-hmm. Bro, you look insane.
Rome. It would declare someone an enemy of Rome as an act in the Senate. And they would say it was a moral obligation for every Roman to do them harm. In any way, they are...
He's like peeking. He's yelling.
Okay. Listen. You know, listen, I can... My ego is not so insane that I don't think you should be able to insult me or whatever. I will be fine. I gotta say, I feel like you're crossing a line with this kind of rhetoric. What the fuck? Why are you telling your audience that they have a moral obligation? What the fuck is this, bro? Prescription, in its current usage, a decree or of condemnation to death.
Can we just point out that he's reacting to Mike's VOD that has these overlays over it. So it's not just
wait,
that.
Wait, Mike edited in these references?
That's my understanding. I'll confirm, but that's my understanding that was put over it in the VOD.
Garlia said yes.
What? That's even crazier.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what's fucking wild.
What? I never even dreamed that he's the one that edited that in. Because he's like, in case it wasn't clear what I meant, what I'm saying is that somebody should kill him.
Punishment. And can be used in a political context to refer to state-approved murder or banishment. Hello, folks. What the fuck? Guys. It's just a straight-up, unironic call for his viewers to do violence to me. To perhaps murder me.
It's their obligation. As citizens of Rome.
I just, listen. Life must be so good on Twitch as a streamer.
Yep.
If you're like a leftist or chosen, you know, class. A Hassan sycophant. Yep. 'Cause you can fucking say whatever.
Yep.
And most of the time.
I mean, this guy was on Twitch. He said Jewish is a demonic ethnicity. That's a crazy thing to say about any ethnicity.
You're fine. Mm-hmm. Like, it usually takes, like, a huge shitstorm on social media for, like, any kind of disciplinary action to happen for this kind of rhetoric. But this is completely, obviously, completely unacceptable.
So this happened a few days ago and nothing happened. But if you guys need an updater, this is what Mike from PA, and again, this is a Hassan waiting room sycophant. He's a Hassan orbiter. He calls into his show.
A Jewish is not an ethnicity.
What do you mean by that?
A Jewish.
What do you mean a Jewish is not an ethnicity? That doesn't even make grammatical sense.
A Jewish.
A Jewish? What does that mean?
Not an ethnicity.
Okay. I don't understand why you, like, he can't just disagree with Hutch. Like,
yes.
Regardless.
Imagine that.
Like, we've gotten beefs with some of the worst fucking people online. Throughout all the years of beef with Keemstar, for example, how many death threats or how many times has he implied, like, death to you? Or even someone as horrible as fucking Andrew Tate. I don't even remember fucking threatening something along those lines.
Mike he's a really troubled guy. And I mean, back, I don't know how long ago this was. I mean, it's not that long ago, but during the height of all the Hassan stuff, this is what he said about me. And not, he wasn't punished. I mean, to me, this I thought was way over the line and an insane thing to say. And I don't believe he was ever punished by Twitch for it.
Say something. Can I say something? It's I really like that these people did this, but I got to be honest, with my experience in life with people like Ethan, the only thing that ever knocks them out of their fucking spiraling is the rod. It's the stick. It's not the carrot.
Like they, by the way, he's like, he talks the biggest game, and I this what, man is such a fucking
what does
pussy,
he mean
bro.
By my experience, do you believe that exactly. Believe that Mike from PA has yeah. Ever put anyone down?
No.
Punched them in the mouth for saying the wrong thing?
No, of course not.
He did a couch.
Yeah, that's true. He gave it, yeah. When it comes to inanimate objects, he's fucking undefeated.
He town, feels bro. Like he's...
But you know, he's it makes me wonder if he has some sort of fucking actual anger fucking issues. Like,
of course he does.
I mean, no, he does, but like, yeah. They, like uncontrollable. Like, no, that's why he punched that couch. That's why he can't help himself but say these fucking.
Well, imagine,
insane things.
Imagine growing up looking like that. I would be pissed off the world too. And that's like Joker level of resentment for the world. Sometimes you just want to watch the world burn. That's literally what it's like to grow up as Mike from PA.
I'm like a dog chasing cars. I wouldn't know what to do if I got it.
Exactly.
You. He feels like he's hurting you. He's not going to stop until he's bleeding out of the corner of his mouth.
Are you going to do that, Mike?
I want to be empathetic. Like, I understand the value of empathy. I understand the value of trying to reach out to someone. But somebody like Ethan, he needs to see some stars before he's going to fucking back down. You know? And so I just would not do this. Like, and I know that a lot of them have since come out and said, well, that didn't work because they legitimately tried. And so I don't think that they were wrong to try this. It's just with people like Ethan Klein, until he feels the pressure, he's not going to stop.
Yeah. And so Twitch didn't do anything about that. And I thought that was pretty insane. he didn't talk about killing me, although you could easily take it that far if you're really crazy. I mean, Hutch, the one he did to Hutch was like, it's your moral obligation to fucking Roman style exile this motherfucker.
Yeah. Also, why is he talking about Rome? Was he thinking Michael fucking Corleone? What is he?
Who is he? I don't know. You know what the Roman salute is, though, don't you? Mike might be fucking a little bit, be enjoying more of the social aspect of the Roman salute these days. You know what I mean?
This demonic ethnicity.
Yeah, this man is super open minded.
A Jewish.
The Grape Tickler, great guy, by the way. I've met him recently. Terrific guy. But yeah, Twitch didn't do anything. He was saying like he wants someone to, you know, make me bloody from my mouth. Not him, of course. And if you could pull up that picture of him sitting there, this is his mug. No, this is like a face. What do you call it when you do like these really high
face tune?
No. When you're like an actor headshot. This is like a headshot face tune. Like this is him in an alternate universe where this is as handsome as this man gets. Right. This is the guy. He's got a fucking Knuckles doll. This man is Sonic Shoe levels of cringe, and he's out here talking shit like he's going to fuck someone up. You and what army? Knuckles?
Hey, don't go too hard on Knuckles.
I'm just saying, yeah. Man. This man is not that far away from donning a Sonic Shoe necklace.
Sonic!
Okay? This man just stopped giving a fuck when he stopped shaving or cutting his hair. He's just letting it all roll out. You know, his pubes are just as long. You could fucking... You could grapple up his pubes like Rapunzel. Sick fucking dude, man. This is the guy, by the way. This is the guy who's threatening everybody. He said, this is Photoshop. It's not. That's the best part. He saw this photo and he was so repulsive in it. He's like, why are you Photoshopping? But then people went and looked and they realized it's not Photoshop. He's actually that repulsive.
Ah.
The Hagrid, he really is giving Hagrid, but like the worst kind of Hagrid. He's just Hagrid. Haggard the Virgin. Haggard the Leaning Virgin. This was a twink death. Mike killed this man. Well, you know, this man died when he ran for mayor or whatever, and he got fucking forced off the ballot for lying. This man ran for mayor, and this is this Joker version. This man was fucking born from the ashes. This man died so this man could fucking Twitch stream.
This is the era he was talking about. Talking about in his experience.
This was when he was a badass.
Yeah.
What the fuck did you say to me? Here's Mike picking up. He is buying $25 chickens from Costco.
I think those are Cheetos.
Cheetos, yeah, sorry, Cheetos.
Is that a real picture?
Yes.
I don't know. Actually, this is the first time I've seen it.
Cheetos. The owner of Cheetos, PepsiCo. Oh, yeah, no, this is real. So they're saying, oh, you buy Cheetos? Well, he owns 50% of Sabra. Oh, no. An Israeli has taken advantage of the Israeli occupation of Palestine. Don't buy Cheetos products. Don't sell Cheetos products. Don't work for PepsiCo. Don't fucking dab up Chester Cheeto in any way. And guess what? Mike is such a fat fucking lazy loser. He can't help himself. He got to have his fingers dusted in orange.
This guy's coming up to you to punch you in the face.
I know it. And my face is going to fucking, it's going to be like an orange puff of Cheeto dust when his fist makes impact.
It is funny to think that he's wanting people to boycott them so he could hoard them.
He wants them all to himself. Mike from PA, man. What a fucking loser. What a hideous little fucking demon goblin this man is. I'm going to fucking kill you. I hope somebody kills you. If only I saw you in person, I would fuck you up. Bro, I feel like there's only two people I could actually beat up physically. You know who they are? Big little Nick, okay, and Mike from PA. I don't have physical prowess. I'm not a fighter by any means. But if I had to throw down against two people and then bet my life on it, Mike from PA is going down and Big Nick is going down. Both at the same time, potentially, if I had to fight for my life.
Holy shit. I just found a cool gif of him exploding like Majin Buu. Hold on.
Oh, my God. This is the guy.
Oh, it's not sending.
This is the guy. I'm going to fuck you up. Hey, what the fuck did you say about his son? Take this. Couch. Yeah, I mean, he's got. Well, I see why he keeps the facial hair, though. This man might actually pro Jared. He might even give him pro Jared a run for his money in terms of strange looking freak. Although Jared has a hog, I don't think this guy's packing much. If I had to guess, that's probably why he's even more unhinged. Pro Jared's like, I'm just gonna play Zelda and fuck my fans. Mike doesn't even have that. Yeah. He's one of the easiest people to make fun of, though, to be honest. It's kind of...
I know. It's such a love-hate thing. I have so much fun fucking with him. I can't... I mean, what he's doing is serious. It is...
It's fucked up.
Yeah, it's very fucked up.
Yeah.
But that DM I get about once a month, I'm like... I get so excited when I see his name pop up. I'm like, what dumb shit will it be this time?
He's genuinely such a despicable, hateful freak. He takes time out of his day. He goes, oh, yeah. He sets, like, a reminder on his calendar, like, oh, time to send AB my... My monthly DM calling him a fucking traitor to his people or something. White fucking pasty ass Mike from PA is lecturing AB on how to be a good Arab.
That line is saying Jewish is a demonic ethnicity has done more harm to the cause than anything I could ever probably do in my whole fucking life. That
it's a
alone
crazy
is
thing
like,
to say.
Yeah. If I were some crazy Zionist trying to show that pro-Palestinians are this, I'd be like, oh, look at this clip of Mike from PA.
Yeah.
A Jewish.
So good job, dum dum. Honestly, I'm just really pissed because I've been seeing all these messages, like DMs being posted about him on Twitter, of him harassing people, and I thought what we had was special. I didn't know. I'm just another girl.
Well, what's even crazier is he's not even doing it for the content. He's doing it because he's insane.
Yeah.
Like, he's at home, angry, firing off DMs to people.
I don't. I don't know what he's going to get out of it with me. Like, it's not even. He can't even, like, juice it for content. Like, yeah, I don't know what. Yeah. Maybe he needs a hug.
He's past that. He needs a straitjacket. Some padded walls. He needs to be put up in fucking Arkham. Barely met him. Mike from PA. Let's see here. Mike from PA, you are harassing Dylan Burns late at night because he said, Dylan Burns, by the way, the guy who does this really great journalism in Ukraine. He's called into the show before. Very cool guy, and actually someone who puts his money where his mouth is. He didn't just think about going to Ukraine to do journalism. He actually went there several times. You were harassing Dylan Byrne late at night because he said you registered as a Republican, which you did. You then demanded his lawyer's contact information and threatened to sue him for defamation over it. Oh, God. He is literally in people's DMs all day and night. Mike says, what's your lawyer's address? She works at Weenie Hut Juniors. How's that pedophile you built your career around? I guess he's talking about Destiny. Everybody's Destiny's best friend, by the way. In prison. We will get you there, too. All your friends are sex criminals, he's saying. Mike, you are the least threatening person in the world. True. How's the stream? 100 CCV yet? What are you doing to survive?
This makes me feel just like some skank.
I know.
This is exactly how our conversations go. Even the trolling back, this is just hurting my heart.
You're just another hoe.
Yeah, him talking about the view counts.
And I love you. What are you doing to survive? I really pissed you off, huh? Money-wise, I love you guys. It's so funny to see you flail on everything to a smaller and smaller group of people. I love my work, Mike. It makes me happy. What work is that? Can you be normal and go have a beer or something? It's 2 a.m. That's honestly a great response. Anyway, good luck on the work. Keep your head up and eyes scanning the horizon. Never know. Oh, so he's doing like another kind of like stochastic terroristic threat.
Yeah.
Just remember, you have to lie about me, and I just have to tell the truth about you and your pedophile sex criminal friend. You know, I met him when I was 14, right? And stopped working with him as a teenager. I feel no guilt. Actually, I don't even know if he's talking about Destiny. I don't know who he's talking about now. He will be in prison as he should, and it doesn't bother me at all. You're attacking progressives for the same deluded nonsense as I would have expected. Have fun with that. I never ran as a Republican. So that's the motivation for a fabricated lie. He did. He did run as a Republican. Block me again, pussy. Support the American Empire and lose. That's the rule. Cat will learn that, hopefully. Why are you guys such fucking cowards? 1:52 a.m. Sent from lonely ass Mike. He really is the wizard of loneliness.
He's just like going through his DMs like you up right now, trying to see who's up to fucking harass.
He's looking for like a booty call, but it's a different type of booty call.
Yeah.
He's probably gets off on this shit if it's 2 a.m. So he admit it's defamatory and knowingly false. Give me your lawyer's contact info. Do you even have anything worth taking? This is the guy, by the way, who's such offense that I'm suing anybody. The problem is my stream keeps growing. How's it looking in Ukraine? War is longer than World War One now. Shame the nation has been destroyed. What is this guy celebrating that Ukraine has been destroyed by? It's crazy. Ukraine is alive. Syria was torn apart for 13 years and still has a chance to make a future for herself. Would you say that my reputation was damaged by the idea that I ran as a Republican? Like, this is so stupid, bro. I can't even read this. What a fucking pathetic loser. He does have an audience, though. I mean, you see there, he has 8,000 subs. Which, if anything, is just a total just speaks so poorly of this whole movement. You could find 8,000 people that subscribe to Mike from PA. It's crazy. But yeah, just right now, apparently he was suspended, so that's good news. We don't know for how long. It just said temporarily. Twitch does this with their faves. They ban them on Friday, give them a nice weekend off, and then on Monday they come back fresh and ready to.
I mean, it's Labor Day on Monday, so probably Tuesday.
Beautiful 3-day weekend, right? Have a nice barbecue. Come back ready to go. Ready to send more death threats and slurs and hate against marginalized groups.
This demonic ethnicity.
Waving a gun on stream? Oh, that's a separate thing. That's a Hassan thing. Galia's got the receipts. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. So he's already flaunting it. What are you guys doing for Labor Day?
They see the first response.
Streaming on Twitch. How about you? Well, I mean, don't be so sure that he's not going to be able to stream by then.
Right. Yeah.
Twitch is pretty fucking pathetic in that way. Yes, sir.
Ah!
XQC weighs in. I always love his takes. Let's see what he says.
True. Anyway, how about some drama? Is there any good drama?
It's a good drama. You good drama? Pro.
He got a visit from the FBI when Mike threatened him 100%.
He's like the squirrel that took too much caffeine in the Disney movie.
Yeah, I got it.
It's not a Disney movie. It's a Hoodwinked.
What?
The squirrel's from Hoodwinked, bro. It's not a Disney.
Isn't it an Ice Age thing? I don't know anything.
He doesn't drink coffee. There's a squirrel in Hoodwinked that takes a bunch of coffee.
And then everything's slow?
I think so, yeah.
He goes, okay. It's Hoodwinked, guys.
Thank
you. Classic. It's a great movie.
By the way, Olivia, this shit is working so good.
Really?
Because, you know, in your nose, it's really, it's, and especially when you're congested, it's very runny and it's a wet environment, but it's staying.
Yeah, it's the oil. It's so fantastic.
It's actually staying on my.
Do you want to take this for the weekend?
Maybe.
Yeah, I have plenty.
I'll buy you a new one.
Okay, yay. Yeah,
can you
we
buy
should.
Can you buy her a bottle of Lionel?
Lionel.
Yeah.
Yep, I got you. Oh,
thank you so much. Here.
It's helped a lot. Gabe, you need nipple cream?
Nope. I don't think so.
Well, I'm being corrected. I'm being told it's over the hedge that has that squirrel.
Oh, yeah,
oh
over the
God,
hedge.
Nate. I,
thank you, Olivia. If then I who one, who made over the hedge?
That for
that's a DreamWorks one.
So, and who owns DreamWorks?
I don't know.
It might be Disney.
This demonic.
No, Disney doesn't own. We were talking shit to someone like Mike from PA. If you're gonna correct the goddamn reference, right. It has to be right.
You've made it worse. You've made it more confusing.
Nate, stop. Nate, stop.
NBC
Nate,
Universal.
Nate, stop.
I feel like Disney. Every road leads to.
Get
Disney.
Good Nate on the phone.
Yeah, let me.
Oh, he'll tell you.
Yeah, well, I need to him. Emphasize.
Hi,
is there this... being good Nate doesn't make me bad Nate.
Hi, is this?
Oh
good
my
Nate?
God.
Sorry.
Is this good Nate?
No, this is not good Nate.
Mm. Who is it?
I've called like 400 times.
Well, oh you got God. Through. How can we help you?
I actually have a really good idea for you guys to do.
Okay.
I really want you guys to review the show Glee.
Hang up on her.
No, that's a good idea.
I've never watched it.
Yeah, I've never watched it.
You're going to hate it.
I've heard so much about it.
I'm actually rewatching it right now. There are plenty of jokes that I missed when I was a kid that I'm just like, holy shit.
It is really bad, some of it, but like, it's
fun. Ryan Murphy is he's a pretty brilliant guy.
Yeah, he's also a psycho.
Yeah, crazy ideas.
I'd love to. I think that's a terrific idea, and I really appreciate you sharing.
You dressing up as Sue Sylvester would make my day.
That would be so
It good. Sounds like a good idea. I don't know what it means, but Olivia seems pretty
cool. Oh, you'll see.
Sue Sylvester is Jane Lynch in colored tracksuits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Didn't understand any of that.
Also, the girlies episode yesterday was making me so happy. So, hi, divas. I love you.
Okay. Love you.
Well, thanks for calling. Sorry it took you so many times, but I'm glad you stuck with it.
It's okay.
No, we took
I'll do it anytime.
Been too hard.
All right. Well, I was looking for good Nate, but I got a good, what's your name?
Claire.
Good Claire.
Good Claire.
My Gleek sister.
Gleek?
Gleek.
Gleek. I'm a Gleek.
You know what Gleeking is?
No.
Is that like when you like spit through your teeth?
Yeah, when you spit out of your like saliva gland. Anywho, thanks for calling. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Happy whatever the holiday it is.
Labor Day.
Actually, since we got derailed for a second here, I would like to announce that we are bringing back the t-shirt for pre-sale.
Yes.
The KE Black. So it's on the website now.
Is that different than this one?
No, it's that one. It's just for pre-sale now. So whoever buys it now will have to wait a few weeks because they're not made yet.
Oh, did it sell out?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So if you want it, you can get it.
You can.
You have to wait a little bit.
Yeah.
Yay. So
it's on the website. Back to you.
Thank you, Ela. I just got a text from Hutch.
Oh.
He said, and this is actually exactly how they do it. He says they waited until he was done streaming, then gave him a temp ban for Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
And that's actually what they do to Hassan. And we've even heard reports of people saying they check with them and ask when's a good time to get for them to ban them. You believe that, Gabe?
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah. You don't think you believe it. What are you doing this weekend for Labor Day?
I'm gonna get drunk and got blacked out and go into space.
Let's go. Into
space, get blacked out in space.
Blacked out in outer space. That's badass, bro. Fuck that. Fuck yeah.
Woo. Woo. Party on, dude.
Party on, bro. All right. Anyway, XQCEO is about to drop some knowledge.
True. Anyway, how about some drama?
Some drama.
He got a visit from the FBI when Mike threatened him 100% should be reporting to FBI regardless of Twitch response or lack thereof. I think I'm going to, man. I'm thinking about ending the stream.
I honestly wish I reported him to the FBI when he did that to me. I don't know if it's not too late, but he should at this point be.
I feel like it's not too late. It wasn't like many years ago.
It's been a couple years, I'd say.
Maybe two.
Yeah, maybe two, but I don't know what's the statute on that thing, but he should be on law enforcement's radar at this point. Because, I mean, he's without a doubt a stochastic terrorist.
Really? And just,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say.
What the actual fuck? This is not okay. What are you doing, Twitch?
Yeah, it's very blackpilling, Hutch, and I'm sorry you had to go through this. Something that I've been through, that we've been through, is that when there's people like doing open calls for violence on you on their platform and they don't do anything, it's very blackpilling. You're like, wow, that's just allowed and nobody's going to do anything. And they're like, yeah, no, we don't give a fuck. It's cool because we like them. It's pretty wild feeling, man.
Hello?
I need to what happened?
How much more blatant does it need to be?
Hutch is pissed. Hutch is super pissed. He should be. It's really fucked up.
It's disgusting.
You have a platform.
Is this just going to be XQC trying to figure out what happened?
Finally hosting death threats and has already got their one of their largest political streamers.
You love him, Olive.
I do.
Yeah, I see it.
He's so sweet.
Yeah, he is. He's the best.
Yeah.
Had multiple.
I can't believe I used to not understand what he says.
Are you on board now?
I totally understand every word now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not there yet.
You don't?
No. Certainly not.
Well, when you guys are together, you'll have more opportunities.
or she might not like him when she understands him.
True.
Right. What is he even saying all this time?
Committed attacks or made death threats.
Honey, I liked you better when I didn't understand you. It's not working anymore.
To people who there are indictments for, and we can read everything, and a couple of them convicted. Like, and Twitch does nothing. It's fucking crazy. It's insane. It's way worse than the amount of radicalization on the platform is actually fucking crazy. Like, enough that like if I was like a federal investigator and I had some big body available to me, all of the C-suite would be gone, and the organization might be shut down. That's just it's crazy. It's insane what's been allowed to just run rampant there. I've been complaining about this shit for a while.
Is that it?
No, nobody's giving a fuck. But
is that all we're getting?
Great commentary.
I mean, I feel like on that topic, chat, I've always been kind of locked in. Like, I think anything violence related should just be
UX,
just not on the platform. There's no win there. I don't think anybody wins.
Hello, X.
Nobody gets
getting through the
data. The thing probably comes out of like doing like violence shit on the platform. It's just like it's useless. It's waffle. Awful.
Okay.
True.
King,
I followed that.
Not sure about. I mean, no, I followed it.
You articulated.
Not sure I needed it. Mike from PA, let's see. God, and this is like a good picture. This is the one he chose for his avatar. He has His face has no angles. Look at it. His face has no angles. It's just one line.
Interesting. I'm just fascinated by the hairdo.
Looks like a bird.
Like, he got glammed up for this photo.
Yeah. He's like an angry bird.
I love that even his photo, he's fucking angry, man. He's so angry, dude. You look like a guy who should be more chill. Like, I don't know how to...
that's the problem.
Yeah.
This is a life of being rejected by everybody, by women and men, and his own mother, which is really the most traumatic, when your own mom rejects you.
And an entire state, I think. PA?
The entire state, the entire city has rejected this man. There's no rejection this man has not suffered. Right? You know, Mike, there's always a second. I believe in second chances. And is it too late for Mike?
Yeah.
Your fault.
Is it his fault?
Yeah.
Fault.
Because, Mike, maybe we can carve out a special place for you, buddy.
No, we ain't doing that.
On the prairie. Special little place on the prairie. For Mike from PA. I'm putting more nipple cream in my nose because I love it. God, it hurts so much. It's like almost unreasonable how much it hurts. You know what I'm saying? What else we got? Mike from PU. This guy stinks. Hutch is actually calling in on Tuesday to discuss, so stay tuned for that. Fantastic guy, Hutch. We love Hutch. Let's see if we got any goofs to go over.
And did we get a new date for Howie? I know we're rescheduling.
I don't know if we have a new date yet.
Okay, maybe it's in the works still.
Yeah. We got any goofs?
We're pretty much out of time. I think we did all the goofs anyways.
Yeah.
How long have we been going?
We done goofed.
3.5 hours.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Sounds like we have time for one more thing. Why are you laughing?
Who was that?
That's me.
Oh, my God.
That's my own goof laugh.
Oh, my God. Oh,
wait, what just happened?
Like Nate.
Oh, wait, yeah. It wasn't Nate?
It wasn't Nate. No, it was Gabe.
Oh, my God.
That's my goofy laugh.
That was great.
I liked it.
Everyone in the office looked to the right.
Yeah.
I looked at Nate.
Yes, but I saw that he wasn't saying anything.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you know what?
That's
so funny.
What's the show we're watching? You said Nate recommended.
Yes, Widow's Bay.
Oh, amazing show.
Oh, my God, watching. We almost watched the whole season last night.
Wait, what is it?
But we had to go to sleep.
I didn't sleep.
Oh, dude, I was so scared going to bed last night.
So we're going to finish it tonight.
But it's like scary, but also
it's
so
very,
funny.
Yes.
That's my favorite type of scary.
Yeah.
It's
there's
very
a few
good.
Times I have to watch like that when I'm like, okay, yeah. I think there's a jump scare maybe, but yeah.
It's very like at times silly and funny, but it's genuinely also very scary.
And I love this main actor, character
Matthew
actor.
Matthew Bryce, I think he's called. His
yeah,
name is?
We just watched another
the
show.
The Animal in Me.
The Beast in Me.
The Beast in Me.
Mm-hmm. That's on Netflix. Have you seen that one?
I saw the first few episodes.
It's good. He's
yeah,
good.
He's good at playing like the suspenseful.
Yeah,
kind of character.
Never seen him before, and all of a sudden I'm watching him.
And it was called Widow's Bay.
Widow's yeah. Bay is on Apple.
It's super good.
And The Beast in Me is on Netflix.
Where'd you guys leave off for Widow's Bay?
We watched 7 episodes in a row, we have the last 3.
I love the finale for this.
Okay.
Show.
Yeah.
Season 5
awesome.
Is really good. It ties things up, also leaves the road for more.
Okay. Like,
you're very excited to see what else they do.
Well, without spoiling, I'll say the last part we watched was when they took the boat out with the
yeah.
the guy.
That's a great episode.
Yeah,
it was.
Oh, go ahead.
I just love it, and I think the cast is great. Like, it was a perfect casting of like not super mainstream actors, but like really good actors. And, yeah,
I just wrote it down.
It's really good.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
And, but it feels like a Halloween movie. So I was like, this thing came out like a couple months too early.
Well, did you guys catch the Michael Myers reference in it with the boogeyman?
What they just called the boogeyman?
Yeah, when the boogeyman's. Oh, okay. I don't want to.
Yeah, the part when he's in the when he's in the hotel and the
like in the
crawl space.
In the crawl space.
No,
I was like,
no, there's
not
another
that part?
One.
Oh,
there's
okay.
Like, I was
yeah,
honestly,
like
it was
an
so,
actual Michael Myers reference in it.
The part with the crawl space, I was just laughing though. Even like, it was so terrifying. I was like, dude, this show is so ridiculous.
I thought the first episode was fine. The second episode, the hotel hooked me. I was like,
that was
this
good.
Is really
no, that was really good. Even though I knew what was happening, but it was still good. But I don't think they were trying to be like hiding it either.
Yeah.
But this is Mike from PA. If you want to see a really scary episode, don't miss this one.
That's a season finale spoiler.
That's what we call.
That's the boogeyman.
Baba Yaga.
Oh yeah. Not very, he can't, he's immobile. But he's scary. You can feel his aura. You can smell him. He didn't chase you down, but you can smell him, boy. His scent traces you. And this is the man sending death threats. Just remember, when you're getting internet hate and you're seeing comments on the internet that are just really mean and hateful, and you're like, who are these people? This is who they are.
This is the man in my DMs in the middle of the night.
That's it. 2 a.m. Who is this person talking shit? It's this people like it's this guy right here. The Wizard of Loneliness.
Also, watch recommendations. There's a documentary about the pastor's wife.
Oh yeah, very, very good. Very disturbing. Very good.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you watch it?
Yes, I have. I didn't watch the documentary, but I watched true crime YouTubers talk about the documentary. Oh. So confusing.
I did
scary.
It the opposite. I did watch the documentary, then I went and watched
that phone call.
Which one?
The
one at the very end.
Oh, wait, they think that the one when she called 911.
It's very strange.
She's maybe in the background.
No.
There are some YouTubers who are like Nancy. Do you watch Nancy Grace? Sometimes just she'll pop up. She's not one of my faves.
No, I don't think that was actually a viable theory. Oh, okay. He had an alibi. He wasn't there.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I need to watch the movie because I've just watched YouTube videos.
Yeah, I think if anything, the theory is that he pushed her to.
I mean, he drove her.
Yeah,
to...
he was having an affair, right?
Well, that's not even. Least of the issues, bro.
Oh my god, I need to.
Need to watch it then.
Okay, first Widow's Bay, and then I'll watch Pastor's Wife.
Yeah.
Well, this is the one detail that I stayed with me and everybody else, but like one of many of the money things he was doing to her, he was getting homeless people to fucking finish on her.
What?
Like that was part of what got him off.
What are you talking about?
Literally.
What does that mean?
He's paying a pastor, homeless people.
He was bringing homeless
to
people
on his wife
to their house
to do sexual stuff to her
or wherever. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like he's one of the sickest dudes.
Yeah.
I have ever heard about.
God, that poor woman.
Totally, it was really disturbing.
Wow. Okay. Widow, pastor's wife, and Widow's Bay.
Yeah.
I'll do my homework.
And then
Mr. Beast book.
Mr. Beast book, don't forget. Did you pre-order it? Because you may not be able to get it.
Oh, okay, absolutely, because everybody's trying to get their
there's
their
already, there's been four
hands.
Digits already online for that. So
I'll try to pre-order it after the show today.
Anyway, just remember your demons, whatever's scaring you online, just remember. Sim.
I'm going to fuck you up, dude.
Someone said in the chat that he became what he hated most, a couch.
Whoa, true. That's a good one.
He's not going to stop until his mouth is bloody. Oh, yeah, look at one. Yeah. My nail shop at Beckham's.
We got segment suggestion. Let's see. But could everyone on the crew talk about why they went to college for? I need to start figuring out what I want to go for, and personally think Dan's is in the vein I'm interested in. P.S. Dan, I DM'd you on Discord. Peace and love.
Well, I'm pretty sure none of us went to college for any relevancy to our career. Dan,
I went to
college.
So maybe you and Dan did.
Yeah. I went to be $70,000 in debt.
So you're right on point. Yeah.
I was a theater major. I feel like
okay,
I
you fit. Yeah, yeah. You
I did. Studied audio engineering.
Okay, well, fuck.
Oh, no, everybody except you.
Fuck me.
No, stop.
You are using it.
Yeah, you're a talker. You form sentences for a living.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yes, girl.
Yep.
That's what you did in college.
Gabe, what's your interest? If you went, I don't know. Did you go to college, Gabe?
I did some. I did. I think I did a technical school for like cashiering and stuff.
Cashiering.
Cashiering.
Wow.
But cashing?
Cashiering, the cash register.
Oh, cashiering.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I didn't had a plan, you know, after I graduated high school, so I just looked for a simple job like cashiering and stuff.
Did you ever put that to use?
I did a little bit. I worked at McDonald's for a few years.
Nice. How'd you like working there?
It's fun, but it's also stressful.
Stressful. Mm-hmm. Crazy hours, like demanding.
Well, it's kind of like the, it's kind of like pressure. They push you, you know, it's the restaurant wants to make like customer time like quick.
Right. That's the whole thing. The fast.
Fast food.
Like, fast food.
Like quick service, quick money. If you slow down and then people are going to go away and stuff. That's, right. That's the motto.
So you did McDonald's, then you kind of came back. And when did you become a White Claw, Gabe, in that saga, in that journey?
Well, after McDonald's, right, my nephew introduced me to Uber. You know, I worked for
Ryder, there you go.
Lyft, Uber. And then when the pandemic went down in 2020, then we got nothing else to do. Everything was shut down. So we started making videos and stuff, but funny videos. And I didn't expect to blow up and stuff. So
there it is. Now you're here.
Oh yeah.
Now you're Uncle Gabe.
Now you're one of Cameo's top performers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that your favorite job so far?
Right now, yes. It's
gets to be your own boss.
Oh yeah. Make these videos, make it something funny, and you know, even for a cheap price.
What is it at right now? 15?
Still $10.
$10. Holy smokes. And they can get, where can they get those on at Uncle Gabe?
At Uncle Gabe, it's on the, I have a link, like if you see my stories, it has the link on the stories
there
on
it
my
is.
Instagram.
Oh, you can just search for Uncle Gabe on Cameo and you'll find it.
Woo!
Woo.
You want me to draft your, pick your players for the draft?
Boom. There you go. I've heard you have a good record on picking them.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Woo!
Oh yeah, baby. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Gabe.
Okay.
We still no White Claws. We're out on White Claw.
No White Claws. Just plain old Uncle Gabe. Uncle.
What do you drink now, though, that White Claws are off the table?
Well, I could drink, like, Long Island tea. Anything with tea.
Wait, you're drinking
Long... like hard teas?
Tea, yeah.
Wait, you're drinking Long Island iced teas?
Something like that, yeah.
Those will fuck you up.
Oh, yeah. Well, Gabe's not fucking around.
I might be in space.
That's right.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Or I could just...
You'd be doing the fentanyl fold. All right. Well, that sounds fun. Anyone having a barbecue? What is everyone doing this weekend?
Oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're doing a little barbecue in.
Steak night, baby.
Steak night, baby. Woo, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going with my friends to see a play. We're doing a road trip for like an hour and a half to San Diego to see a play.
Wow. What is the play
Which
called?
Which one?
It's called Begin Again. It's like, okay. It's based on literally one of my favorite movies from 2014. Like when I was 14 years old, it's a movie with Mark Ruffalo and Keira Knightley. And it has a soundtrack. And Adam Levine from Maroon 5 is actually in the movie as well. And they turned it into a musical, which I always thought it would be such a great musical.
Mark Ruffalo was in, he was a romantic...
No, it was platonic.
Okay, because he didn't seem like a romantic.
No, it was about, it's manga. About Keira Knightley gets like broken up with by her pop star boyfriend, and then he hears her performing, and he just lost his job as a music exec. And
do they hook up?
No. He gets back with, I'm not going to tell you what happens, but he's divorced from his wife. I just basically told you what happened.
So, but they become platonic friends?
No, he helps her record her album and he sells it.
Oh, he's like, they work together.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're each other's like creative partners.
I feel like they should have fucked.
No, I was actually really happy that they didn't. Like super grateful that they didn't.
Right. I haven't seen it, but I feel like they should have.
No, there's one scene in it where they're sharing headphones and they're walking around New York City and they're playing For Once in My Life by Stevie Wonder. And then they're like dancing at the club with the headphones on and they're just dancing to Stevie Wonder. And it's such a good movie.
It is.
It really is.
That's the Hulk.
You think that's the best movie?
That's the guy, right? The
yeah.
guy
oh,
that does Hulk. Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo is the Hulk?
Yeah, he's the guy that plays Hulk.
Oh, to me, he's the music exec from Begin Again.
He's the guy that's like, I'm soft-spoken, but I'm also quirky.
Oh,
that's
I do love thing, him. Right? He's so wonderful.
Mm-hmm. God, you are so not dialed into the Marvel Universe. It's
no,
actually
never.
Disgusting.
I don't think I've ever seen a Marvel movie in my life, actually.
What the fuck, dude?
Not out of defiance, just out of...
it doesn't matter why.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
the
sorry.
Thing you don't understand.
You're right.
The Marvel.
You're right. You're right. I have a lot of homework. I'll do it.
I can't wait to start reading the reviews on the Mr. Beast book. They're going to be so fucking good, dude. It's going to be so bad. Anyway.
Wait, what day are you doing the barbecue?
Oh, don't worry. You're not invited. So I don't know why I said it so mean. Actually, I don't know. When are we doing on Sunday?
Sunday.
What, you want to come over?
Hey, the door's open.
You should. Bring me up.
I'll consider it.
Is there any way we can move it to Saturday?
Is that better for you? We can, yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't think so. I think it's Sunday.
We can cancel it, though.
It's, well, maybe, yeah, we don't need to do it.
Why was AB laughing at me?
It seemed like you forced an invite, and you're like, I'll think about it.
I check my calendar still, AB.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I forced an invite, I still have to check my calendar.
Yeah. Yeah, Lena's sister, Lena's brother and his wife are in town, so the four of us will be coming as well. So.
You weren't invited, AB.
Thanks for letting us know. Anyone else want to RSVP?
Do I need to mark the dogs? The dogs will be coming, too.
The dogs are welcome, aww, of course. We'll have a little side steak for them.
Your new little puppy.
I still haven't met your new dog.
Oh, yeah, Ela did the other day.
I heard.
She's so precious. Cute.
You know we have a soft spot for the baby Yorkies.
She's so cute. She's like she's very different from Rocky. She cuddles nonstop.
Rocky is such a little diva. He's a diva cup. The same size as a diva cup, too. You've seen diva cups for 8-year-olds? It's huge.
Huge. Rocky wants attention now. I've never seen Rocky be so social ever since Adrian started walking around saying hi to everybody.
Really?
Yes.
I would love for Rocky to come say hi to me. He's always such a diva.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, look at this. Rocky, you are so ridiculously cute. How is he liking her?
Not very much, but he's not mean to her. He just kind of wants to be away from her.
God. He's warming up.
They are so cute.
He's not going to like competing for attention because he's the baby.
I've tried to like be very mindful of that. Like when I come home, I go straight to him.
Yeah. And she probably doesn't give a fuck. She's just happy-go-lucky.
She's just crazy. Yeah.
Oh, look at this. So cute. Have they played together yet or no?
A little bit. A little bit. Yesterday they were fighting over a towel. It was the first time they kind of played together. But yeah, that's afraid that he might accidentally hurt her because she's so tiny.
They'll get there.
Yeah.
They'll get there.
I hope.
It takes time.
It's for him.
I know. It takes time.
Yeah.
It took some time for Shredder to warm up to Alfredo.
Yeah.
And then... we brought Ducky in after Alfredo was the dog of the house, and Ducky just took over the whole fucking
thing.
So maybe that'll be her. Maybe she'll take over.
So.
Maybe.
It's the Yorkie.
Anyway, look at that. What a sweet little doggies. Cute.
Oh, God.
She's so tiny.
Oh.
She sleeps on Lena's neck or like Lena's head.
Always, yeah, it's so sweet.
Where does Rocky sleep?
He starts by one of us, and then as soon as we move, he gets so fucking annoyed, and then he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He'll go to his bed or just on the floor by us.
So funny. So much like Shredder, I feel like, in that way. Shredder used to sleep under the bed. He didn't want anything to do with us.
No.
When we first got him, we had our bed, and then there was like a tiny space underneath and a fluffy white carpet it was on. So he used to go under there, and you couldn't even get him out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was so funny. He would go, when he wanted to play, he would go under there, and then you try to get him.
That's what Rocky... We have pillows under all of our couches because he does that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mike from PA, what a despicable, ugly, disgusting, vile... misshapen little man. And I mean, like, not in physicality, although he is short. But in, like, a metaphorical stature. Right? And that's about it, eh? So that's about it. And we have After Dark coming up next. That's exciting. I'm glad to be back, guys. Thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry I missed the middle of the week here, but I'm feeling better. And I don't plan on taking any lean this weekend, so I should be here. I guess we're missing.
Save it for Sunday.
Save it for Sunday. Sunday fun day.
I'll bring the Sprite.
You want to you want to lean? Bring the codeine, bro. Fuck the Sprite. You got the codeine? I'll bring the Sprite and the Mexaproxidile.
I checked my cabinet.
Lena's brother.
You got the tramadol. That's good enough.
Lena's brother, who's in town, he's a doctor, and he could prescribe now. I'm just saying. Listen, maybe we get him to lose his license as soon as he got it.
Right. I already tried to get Jimmy Lee to write me a script for something. He can't do it out of state.
My brother-in-law is a doctor in San Francisco.
He is?
Yeah,
oh, so he can. Let's go, bro. Introduce me. I was trying to get Jimmy Lee to write me a script for something just to see if he would. And he couldn't because he was out of state, but I think he would have, actually.
Oh, yeah, he would have.
Which is pretty epic. Pretty epic. Jimmy Lee, everybody. All right. Yeah, tell your brother I just need some codeine in liquid form. I don't know. We could crush it up and whatever we need to do. Just, I got the drink.
You'll bring the Sprite.
Yeah. No show on Monday because it's a holiday. We're celebrating the laborers. We love the laborers. We really do.
Thank you.
Because where will we be without them? Nowhere. Nowhere. Right? What do we got? What's happening today on After Dark? I don't see any.
So, Kate has been technical for the last week. She's been working on a list of the top 10 men.
Top 10 men?
She likes.
Oh my gosh, that's so huge.
And she said she's not going to cop out by like choosing all 10 gay men or you know, divas.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be like straight men.
Man.
She's putting together a list.
So is that what the title of today's show is? Because that's a great, I feel like that's
so.
A good hook.
I think it
top is. 10 best men of all time.
Mm-hmm. Not possible.
From a lesbian.
Yeah.
From a man-hating lesbian.
Right.
So that's a fantastic episode. I'll be watching that for sure.
It's like a Jubilee video.
She's been
right.
putting a lot of thought into it.
I wonder if I'll make the list. Or if that's too biased.
I think they did say like no family, no data is number one. So probably not you either. You're too close.
I better be on that list. If Harley's on the list and I'm not, I'm
he's
not
going to be. No, it's not like that.
That show's ending.
It's like a real list of like, it's hard for her to pick.
I'm very excited about this. Yeah, here it is. This is so funny. Look at this. They have the upcoming event already. You guys are not going to want to miss this. Banger alert. Feminist forced to name 100 men.
That was my twist.
Name 100 men, Kate.
That's funny. That's funny.
Wait, is that what it is, or she's doing?
No,
that's just a twist.
I just put something up for us.
True, name 100 men. I bet she can.
I don't think so, bro.
I wonder if I could name 100 women.
Didn't we do that already?
We didn't, but
we were planning
on doing it.
What?
I feel like that would be hard. Name 100 women.
I don't know how much is 100. Like
100? It's 100.
Would that be
100? 100.
It just feels like it would take me
like,
a lot of time.
Would it be hard?
I could do it. I would just have to think and I would have to like
definitely do it. Yeah.
Does the same name counts?
Is it what?
Is the same name counts?
No.
I think it needs to be people. Like
yeah.
Famous people. So here's what I would do. I would start, let's say like, let's think of like actors. So, Cameron Diaz.
Oh my god, that's the first one I was thinking.
What? You guys are crazy. Really?
Yes.
The first
Sandra
woman
Bullock.
Is Cameron Diaz.
Yes.
So you have, you have to be very specific and go category to category.
I almost said it.
Oh my god, that's
crazy.
Sandra
that is
Bullock,
very bizarre. Mm-hmm.
Cameron Diaz.
Cool.
Salma Hayek.
Awesome.
Yeah, we could
I'm
do
already
100.
Slowing down. I'm already slowing down.
You could
You're
do
losing
100,
momentum.
But it would take forever.
Emma Robert.
Okay.
Emma Roberts.
Okay.
Is that a that's her name?
I love
Xena,
Emma
Warrior Princess.
Winona Ryder. Love Angelina
Wait, Princess
Jolie.
Diana. Well, she's not an actor. I'll get to politics.
She's not an actual.
Well,
woman.
We
got to
do this for real.
I think it would be hard.
Let's do it next week then.
Do you think you can name 100 men faster than
yes,
you can 100
for
women?
For sure. And
really?
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means, but yes, I think I could would have a lot easier time.
Okay. I think I would have an easier time with women.
Yeah,
I mean,
me too.
If I'm honest.
Right. So I guess that makes sense.
I wonder if we could do boys versus girls, men name, but maybe we switch it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
To see if we can say 100 men faster, or if you guys can say 100 women faster.
I don't know if what's more interesting, if we do men or men girl or.
Let us know in the comments below. Let us know in the comments below. What do you want
to
see?
But right. In the meantime.
Let me throw it to you guys.
Watch this lesbian feminist be forced to name 100 men. She can't do it. She's going to scream and freak out because she will not name 100 men.
Ah. And she's on lean, too.
And worst of all, forced to co-host with a man, allegedly. Was she on lean?
She was one time this week by accident.
Was she actually on the same thing that I was on?
Maybe.
Or is she just on PM?
Galia said yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, she was on lean.
Everybody's fucking...
Yes, by accident.
My goodness.
What do you mean by accident?
She didn't know.
Oh, she knew.
No, she didn't.
What do you mean by accident?
Let's be real.
Come on. Accidentally end up with some purple drink?
Yeah.
She's a hard worker. She needs to relax a bit.
You're right.
I'm not criticizing for it.
No, but she was live.
Really?
She was chugging live? I've done that.
That's so awesome.
All right, listen. We're gonna wrap it up, guys. Have a great weekend. We're going to toss it over to our friends over at After Dark. It's Kate. It's Harley. It's David. And they'll be naming 100 men. Can they do it? Tune in to find out. This is Ethan Klein and the gang wishing you a great long weekend. We'll be back on Wednesday.
Well, Tuesday with After Dark.
Oh, yeah. Tuesday with After Dark. And then...
And Hutch.
And Hutch. So there it is. Anywho, have a great time, guys. And we'll see you next week. Ta-ta for now.